Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Thursday, the 6th day of August, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. Dr. Henry L. Nyman, famous for his flu tracker charts, expert on the influenza, will be joining us coming up the next hour as we continue to track the government and the private corporations clearly planning to use this flu hysteria as a pretext to inject the public with deadly dangerous vaccines and set the precedent for military and forced checkpoints on the streets. That is coming up. Then on the economy, we have Max Keiser joining us from Paris. Max Keiser, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, syndicated columnist, international television host, filmmaker. Max Keiser, always informative, will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. And we're also going to have wide open phones throughout the entire broadcast on any issue you wish to discuss. But before I open the phones up, I want to tell you about some of the news we have here in the stack all over the country. In fact, guys, will you print me this? I saw it up on prisonplanet.com, and I didn't IM it to you to print. It was a headline, Congress concerned about rowdy town halls, or Congress concerned about town halls, and they're saying they may not have them anymore. There may need to be police there. Just like when the guy asked Senator Kerry about Skull and Bones peacefully, he had to be tasered to be punished. Now you can't ask questions. You can't raise your voice. It's Al-Qaeda. It's scary. Oh, it's un-American. It's as un-American as demonstrating or protesting or handing out flyers being banned everywhere. Ban it. Ban it. It's evil. It's wrong. It's bad. The point is, they've been running around for the last week saying it's all staged. Doesn't matter where a Republican goes, where a Democrat goes, unless they're Ron Paul or the few other popular people that are anti-New World Order, anti-Federal Reserve, everywhere they go, they are booed off the stage and then chased running from the building. Some of them even put their heads in their hands. This is mainstream news, mainstream video. These pathetic criminals can't handle the slaves waking up and seeing them for what they are. The con artists can't stand it. They're like, what, I can't rape you anymore? But Northcom's standing by. We're going to take everything you've got. I enjoy pimping you. I enjoy scamming you and robbing you. What's wrong? You don't want to watch Michael Jackson and be diverted? You don't want to watch American Idol or Dancing with the Stars? Drink your fluoride. What's wrong? The fluoride's supposed to stop you from doing this. Oh, God, I got to get more of you on Prozac and Ritalin. We got to inject you with more mercury. So if we brain damage you slaves, we'll be able to control you. This planet belongs to us. We were planning on CPSing all of your children. We're planning on putting cameras in all your homes to watch you. What's wrong with you? Not loving us. Taser them, police. Arrest them, beat them, run them into submission. Oh, yeah, you people don't like being our slaves. We'll release a bioweapon on you. We'll teach you to love us coming up this fall. You think you've got us down? Yeah, well, we're not out. We're gonna stage some terror and launch some wars to teach you to love us. And you get ready. They're going to teach you to love them real good. Oh, because they're the globalists. They're like, you people think you're tough? We murdered tens of million with our boy Hitler. We murdered over 60 million with our boy Mao. Our boy Stalin did a good job. We're going to do it to you. You think you're going to stand up against us? We're going to steal everything. We're going to put that little plastic face Pelosi up there and Obama the Joker, and we're going to take everything you got, and you're going to learn to love it, you scum. Shut up. submit to us. Government is God. Government owns you. You own everything to the government. The government makes the grass grow and the sun come up.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here. And then every Sunday, an abbreviated transmission from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Also Central Standard Time. Don't forget the free podcast up at Infowars.com. You just click on the little listen button, the listen page, and it's got all the podcasts and the MP3s and everything posted right there for you at Infowars.com. And also on the radio listening page at PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, I am really, really fired up. I come on the radio year after year and lay out the fact that I see bigger and bigger percentages of the American people waking up. And that doesn't mean when a Republican's in office, they wake up to the fact that the Republican's corrupt and put a Democrat in. Or that when a Democrat's in office, people wake up that they're a liar and put a Republican in. It means they're waking up that both political parties are bought and paid for by foreign offshore criminal interest and are systematically dismantling, butchering, decimating, incinerating our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our free market, our way of life. There is no doubt. And they come in with slick PR and international carpet bagging systems and take over. And we've now seen the results of NAFTA and GATT and globalism and the New World Order. It isn't good. We've gone from the greatest nation in the black to the greatest nation in the red. We've gone from the healthiest nation to the most unhealthy nation. We've gone from the most intelligent, highest IQs, highest test scores, to one of the lowest in the world, behind every industrialized nation and behind scores of third world nations. The New World Order is not good for human life. It is not good for freedom and liberty. And I made a big deal out of this on Monday. And I made a big deal out of it on Tuesday. And you now notice it is massive national news. Because I knew this was a big story. And just hiding under the surface. The last few weeks, the mainstream media has been saying, oh, people shouting down politicians. A, it's partisan. They're saying they're only shouting down Democrats. That's not true. See, they're desperate. It's okay to say they're shouting down Democrats because then it's partisan and then people think, oh, the Republicans will save us. Then the globalists just continue the scam. So they're number one saying it's staged by lobbyists because you can't have citizens spontaneously shouting down and screaming and saying no and huge rooms of people not buying into it. You can't have that. And so they've got to tell the sheeple, they've got to tell the public, oh, no, that's staged what you saw on local news. Or that YouTube video you saw with millions of views, that's staged. That was fake. That was a big auditorium of lobbyists shipped in, you know, all those old people. And they just jumped up and started screaming and saying, no, 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 because they were paid to do it. And then it happens in Austin. And it happens in Pennsylvania, and it happens in New York, and it happens in Florida, and it happens in California. Because they know that the sheeple are already upset and already don't like the government, already don't believe a word the government says, but the sheeple are still insecure and don't have any respect for themselves, and so they wouldn't dare say anything at the water cooler at work or at lunch or at the Little League baseball game. They wouldn't dare say anything at church. They wouldn't dare say anything at the bowling league. Or at the deer camp, they wouldn't dare say anything out at the mailbox talking to their neighbor. But if they start seeing on the news and on the web people standing up and saying no and see the majority doing it, they say, well, that's how I feel, too. They're going to step forward and find out everybody else agrees with them. And then the entire illusion, the entire mesmerized spell or trance or hypnotized state they're in. And by the way, the average American's brainwaves have lowered in the last 40 years. You can pull up mainline studies we have. Just Google or startpage.com or whatever, one of the search engines. The studies on Western brainwaves lowering, Western IQs dropping. It's all happening by design through the television set and chemicals in the water, and they know it. These are mainline studies. So people are in a dreamlike state. They're in a passive, highly suggestible state. Just like you ever gone to a hypnotist or you ever been on a cruise and they've got a hypnotist there. And you ever gone to a magician and they dim the lights and start talking real slowly to you. And they call up 10, 15 people and go through them and ask them questions. And they kick out most of them, but they find the three or four highly suggestible. And then you're highly suggestible, too, in the audience. You're being somewhat hypnotized. You have been hypnotized, and I want you to come out of your trance and wake up to the wider world. When I count to three, I'm going to slap my hands together. One, you're going to wake up. You're going to wake up when I count to three. One, you're going to wake up to the New World Order when I count to three and slap my hands together. You're going to wake up and realize you've been programmed and controlled because under your hypnotism, you think it's cute and funny, the system you're in. They've got you at an arrested kind of four-year-old level where it's cute and funny, like you're at a clown party. But these aren't nice clowns. These are vicious, evil, Joker-like clowns. So I'm going to count to three, and you're going to wake up. I'm talking to those under deep programming out there. One, two, three. Now, of course, that sounds ridiculous to those that have strong minds. But that's how simple it is with the highly suggestible. There are people out there by the thousands who are tuning into this show for the first time who literally are in deep trances, and they will now, their mind will hear that I was saying I was hypnotizing them, and their own mind will go in and unhypnotize themselves and realize they've been under literally a spell, a trance. It's just that simple. And see, once you see behind the curtain of Barack Obama and his fake smiles and, you know, fooling you to feel like you're powerful through him and you've got this relationship with him and you've invested in him, once you realize he's lied to you on 20, 30, 40, 50, I mean, just the list goes on and on. Count the lies. Good luck. There's so many. Once you realize you've been scammed, you've been pimped, you've been gamed, you've been cowed, that you're under the establishment's mind control thumb, the illusion is shattered. Because once you shatter one little piece of the curtain, once you poke one hole in there, that sunlight pours in, then you start ripping big holes in it. Oh, it starts small, like a dam with a tiny crack. But within hours, that dam has completely collapsed and the water is poured through. And the dam has already broken. There's no going back for the globalist. They can slow things down, they can stage terror attacks, try to go to a hot war. But we planted the seeds, you, the listeners, planted the seeds by the billions across the world. And as the tyranny is applied, it's almost like sunlight. Their black sunshine reverses polarity and actually backfires on them, and their tyranny actually makes the seeds germinate and sprout and grow and the minds unlock. So no matter what you do, New World Order, the beginning of the end. The countdown has begun. And it's going to be rough. And they're going to pull out all the stops with weather modification to shut down the farms and ranches, setting up the droughts and floods. They admit they're doing it. They're going to increase the dosages of drugs in the water. They're going to expand the spraying. But humanity is a very old species and has incredible resistance to this. And once people are aware they're under attack, it's an unstoppable force, an irresistible force. And so all these senators and the House leader and the speaker are saying, I think the people protesting and the people shouting us down at town halls are astroturf Nazis. That's a quote. We're going to play it coming up. And Barbara Boxer and others are making fun of them, saying you're scum. See, now they're hoping if they say you're scum, you're Nazis. You don't want open borders. You don't want to turn your guns in. You don't want socialized health care. You're Nazis. Good. Keep using that. Doesn't work anymore. People aren't cowed by you anymore. You can't just scream racist at somebody and they freeze in their tracks so you can creep up to them and slit their throat. It doesn't freeze people on their tracks anymore when you throw that out. See, they love manipulating you. They love playing word games. They love the fact they can scam you. It's such a big funny joke to them. Well, it's not going to be funny when we have the grand juries indict all you criminals and ship you to the camps you built for us. It's not going to be funny when you're out there busting rocks. And just knowing you're the criminals, just forming in our minds the idea and imaging you in the dock, there with the judge and the jury showing all your crimes and all your files, and then sending you under full due process of law to the full Bill of Rights and Constitution directly to a prison cell. And that door slamming as a message to all the criminals and all the parasites. The globalists took down Germany, they took down Russia, they took down China, they took down hundreds of countries. And they tried to drug us and overfeed us and get us mesmerized here, but it's going to backfire. The republic that has been used as a great engine of evil in the last 50 years is going to reclaim its destiny to lead humanity into liberty and freedom and to the stars. You, the New World Order, have woken the sleeping giant of humanity on a planetary scale. And your days of tyranny are numbered. And you can rope your only ace in the hole is those fake churches
that are under 501c3 World Council of Churches, Rockefeller Brothers Foundation control, telling everybody stand down, it's the end of the world. Even if it is the end of the world coming, which I don't believe it is. Justice be done, may the heavens fall.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, I want to take some of your calls coming up the next segment on revolution. There's nothing more American than the citizens when the criminal government ignores what they want, what they say, what the Bill of Rights states. standing up and telling them that we're not going along with it and shattering the illusion that the public supports what the rogue government is doing. And that illusion is falling, is imploding right now. I want to get more into that before we take your calls and cover some economic news, but here's the email. I work at the National Institutes of Health, and we received an email about the upcoming International Swine Flu Conference. Now, by the way, this is an internal email, but we've confirmed this conference is going on. We have some guests coming on, but this is internal information. I'm going to cover this next hour. Hi, Alex. I work at the National Institutes of Health, and we've received an email about the upcoming International Swine Flu Conference that will be occurring in Washington, D.C., August 19th to 21st. I listen to you on the air every day, and I have this to say that this is huge. They're talking about mass fatality management and continuity of government. They're going to hit us with massive biological false flag attack. Unity you can believe in. And this is sent by someone in law enforcement. I'll just leave it at that. And yes, that's the unity. They're going to make you love the government. They're going to make you forget about the banks taking over the country and the new bank of the world and the carbon tax set to be passed and set up in October, November. Their whole agenda they plan to ram through in the middle of this pandemic, just like they ran through the Patriot Act during the staged anthrax attack. It is so important we understand the enemy plan. We've got to get the word out now. And believe me, I'm risking my life doing this, folks. They are very upset with me right now. But they don't want to kill me and underline and highlight everything I've said and done. And they can't stop an idea. That's what gives us safety in numbers. But I'll tell you, it's spooky being at the tip of the spear. So I'm going to read this next hour. In fact, let's white out all of their comment info or tape a piece of paper over it so it looks professional. And let's get this to Nimmo and to Watson. And let's get a story out on this. Because this confirms the quarantine, the mass graves, all of it. And remember, we gave you the secret document. We were already at level 5 in April. And they were going to level 6 in 96 hours. With phone numbers, with the doctor's names. And people, the COINTELPRO attack is saying it wasn't real. And then months later it came out. Oh, in early May, we went to level 6 but didn't tell the public. Global UN control of the United States and every other country under the treaties. Under the pandemic level 6. Now, we told you back in March about the mass graves and the FEMA camps and the emergency managers and played the tapes here of them saying they were being prepared for mass graves and, quote, militia attacks on the military. Now they're having public drills with the military where they have local police work with the military saying we're preparing for American gun owner militias to attack us. They're now public with the op. They're now announcing regular army to patrol America as cities and counties collapse financially. We told you years ago that was the plan. They implode you by design and federalize. This is real. By the way, I told everybody that they plan to put cameras in all parents' homes under international law, and then if you do anything wrong, guilty until proven innocent, CPS will take your children. And I said, this is what is in Holdren's book, The White House Science Czar, and it's also all over the British news. Well, Wired magazine came out with a shill article yesterday saying, no, it's not cameras in the homes. Your children will be taken and raised in dormitories with cameras at birth. As if that is better. That's worse. That's exactly what I've been saying all week is the real plan here. Because I have the government policy reports of what they were planning. And so when I see them implement and say, we're going to put cameras in your homes, which is also part of the operation, they also say they're going to take you and raise your children in government facilities. This is the plan. I know it sounds insane. These people are criminally insane. These are the worst control freak. Gibbering demon stuff you can imagine is what they will do. You imagine the most horrible stuff you can imagine, and that's what they're doing. Plus, this is real. The New World Order is upon us.
the New World Order is carrying out a criminal operation of dehumanization and the destruction of anything that stands independent, family, men from women, everything. You defeat the globalist by not fighting with your husbands and wives.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, about 6-7 minutes, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Here are the headlines. About half of U.S. mortgages seen underwater by 2011. Oh, yes, that's the economy getting better. Tempers flare in South Florida over healthcare overhaul, Miami Herald. Rowdy crowd grills congressman over health care reform. Another headline. All over the country, Barbara Boxer objects to health care protesters' attire. ABC News says no evidence of lobbyists during Obamacare protest in Arkansas. So their answer is, oh, you don't want the feds taking over your life. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Obama. You're hired by the Republicans. But see, the problem is, I've got all the local news stories. They're booing Republicans off the stage. I have a couple of those. But see, those don't get national attention because they want to make it only a partisan issue. They're so scared right now. Here is Politico. Congress worried about unruly town hall meetings. Screaming constituents. Protesters dragged out by the cops. Congressmen fearful for their safety. Welcome to the new town hall style meeting. The once staid forum that is rapidly turning into a house of horrors for members of Congress because they're criminals. 90% of Americans, 91% in a Gallup polls are against open borders and amnesty. They want it. 70%+ are against new gun laws. They want it. 70%+ want the wars to end. The wars expand. 99% are against the banker bailout. The Congress passes it. 70%+ don't want the socialized health care. They are trying to pass it. 80%+ don't want the carbon tax passed. Look at the polls. They pass it. They don't care. And now the illusion is up. These people work for foreign banks to carry out a criminal heist, period. So we're going to go over all that. Cornyn accuses White House of compiling enemies list. This is out of the Dallas Morning News today. You notice that Monday, Aaron, a listener, sent us a tip. Aaron did searches. We're not bragging that we broke this. Aaron did searches because he wanted to confirm. All he found was WhiteHouse.gov had just made the announcement hours before. One of our listeners sent us the tip. Aaron wrote a blurb about the enemies list and reporting to the White House. And now Limbaugh's covering it. Dallas Morning News is covering it. Within days of us breaking this, it's everywhere. Of course, who broke it? Really, the White House did. I mean, I'm just saying, you, the listeners, are so great. That's why I'm trying to hire a few more webmasters / analysts who can dig through all your emails and tips and documents just to get it up. I mean, you know, I've got an internal document here about the government swine flu symposium. We're going to let you know about that next hour. And we keep getting the internal info because we've got people in every town, city, every corporation, every government agency. Thank God that we've got these type of contacts. The only problem is we're such a small operation that we probably don't end up doing using all this stuff like we should, but it doesn't matter. We're doing the best job we can, and that's what matters. We're stepping up to the plate, so I commend all of you. Cornyn accuses White House of compiling enemies list. Another one, GOP Senator, White House encroaching on First Amendment. Well, yeah, they had police say they'd arrest you if you criticized Obama in Missouri and Vermont. We have the newscast with the cops on TV going, "We'll decide if you're lying about him and arrest you, so watch it." We don't just ban protesting now and handing out flyers. We arrest you if you don't like it. That's the new American way. The founding fathers fought so I could arrest you for no speech. Hundreds of ISPs refuse to go along with Big Brother's spy system as they build giant NSA command centers from San Antonio, Texas to Baltimore, Maryland. They're just ordering everybody to, but with their own money, to feed into the feds. Turns out Bill's blockbuster movie mogul PR firm staged Bill Clinton's triumphant return from North Korea. Of course, they stage everything. Bruckheimer staged that Saving Private Lynch thing. That was all filmed by Bruckheimer. Homeland Security, Napolitano predicts severe flu epidemic for fall. She's done fear-mongering again. Here's that spin story. Britain to put CCT cameras inside private homes. But then they go, well, actually, only some homes, but mainly it's not, the children will be taken and raised in government facilities before you've done anything wrong. They just, the government raises your kids now. That's the plan. I mean, they did it in Russia. They did it in China. That's the plan. The family's the number one enemy. And I've got all these mom in UK fined for grieving too much at baby son's funeral. A bunch of people being tasered. Now cops will taser people, farmers driving down the shoulder with their tractors. It's all just part of the frothing insanity. Buffett was bailed out $95 billion of, it's almost $100 billion of your tax money went to that little criminal, that eugenicist. So it's all coming up. Like I said, we're going to go to John Frank, Alicia, Andrew, and Jessica here in just a moment. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because this is assuredly the best deal. And he's been topping himself the last year. This is the best deal I've ever seen him offer. This is gold, $60. He bought this gold when gold was $60 under what it is right now. And it is up above 970 today. He bought this from the 903 to 911 range, some of the different coins he got. and he still has some of it. He has silver at a very low price when silver was a lot less than it is now. Ted, give folks the actual precise numbers.
Well, here's what we're talking about, Alex. Silver is over $15 an ounce today. It went to $15.07. Gold is at $972.80, went over $970 an ounce today. So, you know, to give you a little bit of a brief overview, everybody's watching gold. The foreigners want to get away from the dollar. That's why gold's going up. The United States dollar obviously down tremendously from that 89 level, 86 level where it was. What I'm doing right now is I'm just holding those prices as hard as I can on the British sovereigns and francs. They're currently right now at 266 and the francs at 216. I've done my shopping in the marketplace. I'm going to have to be up there at that at the 220 level on the francs. The British sovereigns are going to be heading up into the 270 level. And I'm just trying to hold that. The walking liberty halves, obviously, when now silver's at 15, when it's the same price I had when silver was at 11, that's going to go up too. It's just I was able to pick up about 50 bags of those, so I was in a good position on that particular thing. They're at 869. The Lakota coins, I have them marked at 1974. I did some pricing in there. They're currently trading in that range of $20.45, right in that level. So obviously that's a good buy as well.
Now I want to explain this to people, though, if I can interrupt for a moment, Ted. When we say you're getting gold at the 903 to 911 range, that means Ted, when he bought these, that's what the market was. So all those savings are passed on. Ted, of course, with silver and gold and everything, he ends up, you know, paying for the shipping, paying for bringing it in, and then he puts a small markup. I've looked at the different deals, 2-4% markup to keep the lights on and pay the brokers and the employees and for the advertising. But please look at other prices. You're not going to find better deals on francs and sovereigns and half dollars and silver dollars out there in these coins. I happen to know that if Ted was trying to buy this now in the market, it would be a lot more. Maybe what, 10% more than what he is charging you. So Ted is passing on incredible savings. This really is a super deal. And so you win-win. You get to buy gold and silver factored into the market when it was $60 less and when silver was how much less per ounce?
Well, silver was right around that 1140 range. You know, I can't exactly remember where it hit.
And now it's up to 15?
Yeah, $15. Let's take a look today. It hit.
Now, let's explain this. You know, when you've got half dollars for $8.50, or you've got silver dollars for 18 to 20, depending on what type of silver dollar, folks, go out and try to get silver dollars or Lakotas anywhere near that. These are just incredibly good deals. I mean, I want you to go look into this. I want you to find out. I mean, this is a just smashingly good deal.
I don't know how I can make it better for people, but you know, the thing of it is that it's been so easy to predict when the market is selling off. I'm able to just step into the marketplace, quietly position myself. Interestingly enough, people really desire to buy gold and silver when it's higher, not when it's lower. And so when it's higher, I have a hard time getting supply. But when things drop down a little bit, it's much easier for me to buy and buy it at a better price. The market starts running up again. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, I watch what's going on in Washington, D.C., and they're handing down these mandates, which I think is economic suicide for this country. And for some reason, people think that because the stock market went up a little bit and gold took a little bit of a correction, everything's okay again.
Well, that's because they're pumping $23.7 trillion into the stock market and other assets as the elite buy up infrastructure and companies. We saw this when the oil prices exploded and all the commodities went up when they created a bubble. But the real economy is dying. And believe me, I'm not happy about that. We have all the jobless numbers right up at 400,000 last month lost. They're now saying that the economy is absolutely dead in the water. They're saying that, in fact, I'm trying to pull up the actual article here, that by 2011, half of mortgages, here it is, this is Reuters, about half of U.S. mortgages seen underwater by 2011. Every indicator is it's sliding. They're lying, saying everything's fine, so you'll stand down while they pass the carbon tax, the gun grab, the water grab bill, the socialized government health care the scam healthcare. It's not even socialized. It is all happening right now. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to call these brokers. Ted, you keep extending this. And I know you've only got a little bit of these silver and gold. I've never seen you extend it this long. How long can you hold this?
Well, again, it's about supply and demand. And my supply is running real short. So obviously I'm going to have to start raising my prices. Just this morning, my buyer, her name is Mona, she reminded me that the prices have gone up quite a bit and I've got to raise the prices because she's watching the supply and what's going on in our little safe here and what we have stored abroad and what kind of deals that we have locked in with our wholesalers. And she knows that the prices are going up, and that's why she reminded me this morning that if I go on the air, I got to raise the prices. But I just said, no, I'm going to hold it because I want to give people the opportunity to still get in. All I can say, Alex, is that the market's going up right now in the gold and silver. It's creeping upward. People, you know, the smart money right now is watching it. They're getting in. That's why the prices are rising. A lot of people are getting, you know, into this romance of the stock market going up. But if they just take a look at the fundamentals, that's why I say economic suicide. Just the very things that you were talking about is a short list of what's really going on out there.
Ted, it is a sucker's rally. There's no doubt. Folks, here is the number to protect yourselves. Here is the number to get into some silver and gold. They have them in small increments, big increments. If you want one piece of silver, one piece of gold, 100 pieces of silver, 100 pieces of gold, they have it all right now for you. You cannot beat this deal. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Midas Resources Incorporated, the owners of Genesis. It's a win-win-win. It also supports the network, but I know the markup. I see the rate sheets they send out to me. It is pathetic. What Ted might make $5-6 on one of these little gold coins, he might make $1, $0.50 on these silvers. These are loss leaders. You cannot beat this deal. 800-686-2237. One more time, folks. Take advantage. Don't procrastinate. 800-686-2237. The banks, the system is not safe. You need to get diversified. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. And just remember, the stock market had its days here. The July, June, even August, good times for the stock market. It just happens to be completely different. September, October, November, that's gold's time. Just take a look at a chart. You'll see that that's the case.
800-686-2237. Get in before it goes up. Well, it's already going up. $70 in the last week. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet, Ted. Okay, there is my rant on the gold for the day in the last 5 minutes. Now, I want to go to your phone calls now. So have your question, your comment ready, and then I'm going to blitz into all this other important news, and we've got an expert on the flu, a medical doctor coming up as we continue to track what appears to be an enemy false flag operation being set up. The enemy is the foreign offshore banks that have hijacked the nation, in case you're wondering who that is. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, John.
All right, great. Listen, first of all, we've already won this, Alex. They don't know it yet, but we've won this. This is absolutely amazing. I'm out here. I have police contacts down in Gwinnett County, Georgia, who say they've heard about these shots coming. They all said, I mean, I have good contacts there. They said, we'll walk off the job. We're not taking them. They all said, we are not taking them. But their main reason for my call, Alex, was about an article that came out of the Cleveland Clinic 5 days ago that they have bought a large stake in a company producing ionic silver. So for anybody out there that thinks that this doesn't work, the Cleveland Clinic has put out publicly in an article, and just Google ionic silver Cleveland Clinic, it'll come right up. They believe that this is the biggest breakthrough in 100 years medically. And it's very important. Guns, ammo, food, water, get your silver, it will save your life. Start taking it now in small amounts and be ready that if something were to kick off, that you can use it to really heal yourself and
hey,
your family.
Hey, you know, whenever we've got bacteria type situations, you know, a bacterial infection, nothing will work but the nano silver. The smaller the particle, the better. Now, there are some people who drink silver 4 or 5 times a day and it literally turns them blue. It's an overdose. You know, any drug will do that. And I've seen people that literally get blue skin because they're silver addicts. There's also gold addicts. There is nano gold, which is even better because these are microscopic particles that are like blast bullet holes in viruses and bacteria. So everybody knows silver is antibacterial. That's why people would eat off silver. It's an absolute fact. We've had medical doctors on that recommend it. Does it mean it's a silver bullet? No, nothing's a silver bullet. But the closest thing is silver to a silver bullet, obviously. That's where you get the term silver bullet. It was known for its healing properties. So 600, 700 years ago, you know, back at the end of the Dark Ages in Europe, silver was known as healing. So it was a talisman, a silver cross, a silver bullet against evil. Okay, enough about that. That's why we say silver bullet. Let's take another call. Frank in Connecticut. Frank, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My name's Rocco Frank, and I'm over here in Milford, Connecticut, and I'm a blogger for the Milford, Connecticut Daily Blog. And I'm writing kind of like a little piece, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. My point was, when this North American Union, let's say that the reality of it comes together, and they give us sort of the same scenario that they gave in Europe where we...
Yeah, stay there. Yeah, stay there. That song always catches people. Willie Nelson was on and went, I hear ice cream trucks. Sounds like Christmas out there. Every guest, every caller we have, when that music hits, they stop. It's just something about it. That's Russian techno. We'll be right back. I forgot the name of the band. I'll plug them. We'll be right back with the caller. Stay with us.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
World Order. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Any of you whores selling us out to the globalists, any of you prostitutes who work for the offshore banks, the Svengalis, the flim-flam experts that just make up all this fiat currency and buy up the world, you little bastards want to use your homeland security to destroy the republic. Everywhere you go, your illusion is going to be shattered. Everywhere you go, every event you have, the illusion is going to be shattered. Everybody's going to learn that you guys are rogue criminals. Your days are numbered, New World Order. Okay, Frank, ask the question again. You're doing this for a blog. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, my blog is the MilfordDailyBlog.com, and I'm putting together an opinion piece. And my opinion really is kind of going to be based on the research that I'm doing from experts in the field. I get a lot of stuff from Lou Dobbs, and I know you've talked about this issue extensively, so I wanted to hear your thoughts. But my question is, with the North American Union, you know, on the table, when that happens, I understand that we have a program to replace the currency with an Amero. When the currency is replaced, like they did in Europe, how does that translate to consumer debt being revalued, mortgage debt and credit card debt being revalued? Is that, do the people usually come out ahead or they end up worse off? And, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I appreciate your call. That's a very complex question. Anybody that says they have the answer to it is lying. The globalists have said they might go to an Amero, or they may go directly to the Global Phoenix. That's Money Magazine. Back in 1989. The United Nations has been studying different currencies. Even the Russian president at the UN a few weeks ago unveiled it. They may skip directly to a world currency, or more likely, you're still going to have regional currencies, but they're all going to be pegged and set and valued by a single global regulator, the new Bank of the World. So we know it's going to be the new Bank of the World regulating it. We know it'll be backed by carbon taxes and money transfer and financial activities taxes. This has all been announced. But exactly how they're going to implement it in what order, we're not sure. We know they're starting with the carbon tax and the cap and trade business run by Goldman Sachs and others. So they may just completely bypass a North American currency. They're already dollarizing the peso in Mexico and dollarizing the loony, and lowering the dollar to the loony and to the peso. So they're not really rising those. We're falling. But it doesn't matter. You know, it's the analogy is Ford dealers in Texas advertise their Texas tough, but then they also advertise their Indiana tough or Nebraska tough. It's still a Ford dealer. It's still a Ford truck. Just like there's, you know, I don't know how many different versions of Sports Illustrated, 10, 20, 30, I don't know, all these regional Sports Illustrated, it's still issued by the same company. It just has a local flair. So you'll have an Asian currency, a North American currency, a Latin American, you know, South American currency, a Caribbean currency, an African currency. They already are setting those up. But above that, you have SDRs and these international lending credits and rights that are just fiat the banks make up that then governments honor as money. And then all that is backed up by the American people and other populations around the world and the tax money we pay, our labor. We are pledged as collateral in our national infrastructure, just like a third world country. And so I see them more and more bypassing even international and regional currencies and going right to cashless. So you'll just be paying with a card or with a chip and accessing it with a thumbprint or face scan. That's where this is all going. Not a new world currency. The world currency is your face. It is your hand. Gee, I've heard that somewhere before, but that's what's being implemented. It is what it is.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Dr. Henry L. Nyman, expert on the influenza and all the government fear-mongering, coming up in the next segment. Then Max Kaiser joins us from Paris. That is all coming up today, and wide open phones for the next 3 hours. And a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet, but right now we are taking your phone calls. Let's talk to Alicia in New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, it's Alicia, Alex.
Alicia, I apologize.
No. You know, it is such an honor to speak to you. And I just want to thank you so much for the hard work that you're doing and the success. I'm so happy for the success of your show. I'm a single parent. I live paycheck to paycheck. But I woke up to your message. Faithfully been listening to you since the last election. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. And in my small way, I've been trying to spread the message about the globalists, trying to be succinct. You did an excellent job yesterday, coast to coast. You always amaze me how you can just get that message down and you know, hammer it out in such a short amount of time. Thank you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. I think I kind of try to cover too much in too short a period of time.
Oh, you do an excellent job, Alex, and your illustrations are so apropos. The only thing I wanted to say, thank you so much, because I've stopped smoking since I've been listening to you. I've also lost weight, and you look great. I saw the updated picture of you. You look great. So it's so important that we keep our inner spirits up. You know,
while That's it. I mean, I got depressed over this stuff about 12 years ago and quit working out and started, you know, smoking cigarettes again and things. And then I finally said, you know what? I got to get myself straight if I'm going to try to change the world. And that's how we all change it, is just saying, you know what? I'm not going to smoke their poison. I'm not going to drink their fluoride water. I'm not going to give my kids their shots. And just also not letting Madison Avenue make us feel insecure. I mean, we are all God's creatures. It's very special to be alive, and we're all together fighting tyranny.
Yes, Alex. I used to always be a person that used to follow Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and all that. So superficial. And now I can't believe I like country music, Willie Nelson songs. It's unbelievable. Just thank you so much for shattering those paradigms. And I definitely will call again, but just keep up the good work that you're doing, and God bless.
Alicia, God bless you. What a great lady there from New Jersey. A lot of great people I've met from New Jersey. And then you meet the government people there, and they are just hellishly corrupt. Hellishly. There's probably no state as... Well, Texas is getting bad. Michigan's bad. Florida's bad. I guess they're all bad. But, man, they are just out of control in New Jersey. But great, great salt-of-the-earth people in that state. So good to hear from you, ma'am. Let's talk to Andrew in Australia. Andrew, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name's Andrew. I'm a 28-year-old biochemist from Texas living in Australia.
Well, welcome.
I don't think that enough attention has been paid to the scriptures, the various scriptures, the prophecies. I've read a lot of books. I've read the Islamic origins of Freemasonry. I've read the Arcana of Freemasonry, and I believe that this is going to happen on September 9th. And I really think I can prove it. Nine is the number of Lucifer, six is the number of Satan. Flipping it over three times represents the fall from grace, and I believe the numerology is critical. Numerology has proven itself critical throughout history.
Yeah, the globalists are obsessed with numerology. Whether it's real or not, they believe it's real.
Yes, and I believe that the elite hand, I've watched every single one of your documentaries repeatedly. And the same.
Well, hold on. I got Dr. Nyman coming up, but I will. If you can hold, I'll go back to you. If not, you can call back later. But I gotta. But yes, 7/7 was a bombing. 3/11 was a bombing. 9/11, 8/8. They always launch attacks on key dates. They are obsessed with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to be talking with Dr. Henry L. Nyman in just a moment. Medical doctor, expert on influenza, patent holder, major developer of a lot of major discoveries and technologies. He is going to be with us for the rest of the hour here in just one moment. I did want to mention the fact that scores of mainstream news articles are saying it is racist to lampoon Barack Obama. Now, the very same New York Magazine that showed George Bush as a vampire sucking the blood of Lady Liberty, they are now criticizing Obama as the Joker. because he's a clown in whiteface. This is the political mental illness. This is the weapon that they are using. They know it's not racist. They are scared of it because they have this archetypal image of Obama as this sweetie pie who never lies and cares about you, when in truth he is a Joker-like front man laughing at the public as he steals $23.7 trillion. Did the Joker of Batman fame steal $23.7 trillion? No. Only Barack Obama could sucker the people into doing it. And this archetypal image is really scaring the establishment right now. That's why I'm sending a crew out today to put up posters that you see there. If we just went live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the radio audience. We have these posted online at Infowars.com. That's why we're going to post these all over South Austin. And we encourage other people around Austin and other cities. Imagine if people listening right now in Austin, tens of thousands of listeners here in Austin, would all go print these off Infowars.com, print them off a color printer or black and white, go out with a staple gun, put them on power poles, tape them up on power boxes. Imagine the effect. And we've got a bunch of different versions. Obama fascism, Obama Infowars, Obama New World Order, Obama socialism. This image is really having a big effect, and they're now saying it's racist, that people should be investigated who put this up, that you should be stopped from doing it. It is our First Amendment, and you keep a right by exercising it. We're also going to make one with Bush. In fact, I forgot to tell Douglas to do that. Make one with Bush in whiteface with a Joker face real fast before they leave to go to plaster these around. Let's get a Bush one up, too, because this is a bipartisan situation. By the way, we have the T-shirts. They're being manufactured right now. You can get them here first at Infowars.com, and these are really a hot seller. We've never sold a T-shirt like this. People are going wild buying these, and you can get them with Obama fascism, Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order. You can get it Obama socialism. You can get it in all these different formats. And on the back, it says, wake up before it's too late on one shirt. One says, stop the criminals. One says, in the Fed on the back. So people see in the Fed and they go, what does it have to do with Obama being a joker? Well, he's the front man for the real jokers. Now, you don't have to buy the T-shirt at Infowars.com, though it's a walking billboard to start conversations and discuss this. It's a stunning image. You can go to Infowars.com. The headline is Joker Obama Posters to Go Viral. And we have the Obama Fascism, the Obama Socialism, the Obama New World Order, the Obama Infowars.com. We're going to get a Bush up there, too, an Obama Fascism and Bush Fascism up there. We've got a Wake Up Before It's Too Late. We've got an In the Fed. Go print these off. Print them on your printer, print them on a color printer. It looks even better like these that we're showing you on TV as we simulcast, and get them out. Because there's this rebellion going on everywhere at every town hall of Republicans and Democrats everywhere. They're being shut down from Austin to New York, from New Jersey to Florida, from California to Michigan. It's happening everywhere. The people are rising. They've almost got 2/3 majority to audit the Fed in the House, an override. Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting so exciting. And this is only the beginning. We've only begun to fight. So I'm asking you, let's have a flash mob. Let's have this go viral right now. All of you, today or tomorrow, don't procrastinate. Go print these off, even if it's black and white. Get a stapler, get some tape, get a can of glue with the paintbrush. Put them up now. We're going to go out today and do this. I got a bunch of work I've got to do. I'm going to send one team out now to do it in the next hour. Then I'm going to go out tonight and do it when I come back to work. I'm going to stop. I'm going to put these up. All of us is a team effort. And if this is successful, we can do this in the future. We can do this in the future on the flu and other issues, like don't take the shot. That we ought to create one that says, I told him, but they've been so busy. We need one that says, don't take the flu shot under it. Let's make one of those for Obama right now and get it up in the flyers as well. This is up on Infowars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Get these. If you're watching this a few days from now and can't find it on the main page, Google Joker Obama posters to go viral. We also have an article called Obama as Joker Explained. In Bob Kane's original comic book, the Joker is a master criminal and a bizarre psychopath. Obama is not necessarily a psychopath. This is to say, a ruthless, hands-on killer. But by the standard of his office, he is a master criminal, or rather a front man for a cartel of master criminals. So get this out to everybody. Let's go wild today. Okay, now going to our guest, who I really appreciate joining us. I've read so much of his great research. It's his first time on with us. We really appreciate him coming on. And we're going to post his website up on the screen for everybody up there. It's flutracker.rhizalabs.com or recombobionetics.com. He is Dr. Henry L. Nyman. And Doc, I know you don't like to toot your horn, but will you give people briefly your extensive bio?
Okay, yeah. Hi, Alex. Good to be on.
Good to have you.
A little background. You know, I've been studying viruses since I was in graduate school. Got my PhD at the University of Southern California back in 1978, and then did postdoctoral work and went on staff at Scripps Clinic and Research Foundation. There I was mostly working on oncogenes, but I also did some work on the flu back then with Ian Wilson, who actually discovered the structure of the influenza virus. It was on the cover of Nature magazine back in 1980. I developed monoclonal antibodies, which are kind of factories that make antibodies to target almost anything, including the flu. The flu monoclonal is probably the most popular monoclonal in the world. Everybody uses it mostly for basic research to track different genes. It's designed so that it can really identify any type of gene.
Yeah, I mean, this is not just you saying this. You're a world-renowned inventor in this area, so you're uniquely qualified to speak on what we're currently facing.
Yeah, and basically to bring a little bit more current, you know, when I was at Harvard, I got a little bit interested in newly emerging viruses. I studied the SARS virus, worked with most of the researchers that were sequencing the virus in Asia. And then when bird flu kind of made its appearance back in 2003, I kind of switched over to that and looked at how the virus evolves. So that's what recombinomics does. It really looks at the genetic sequence of the virus, sees how it evolves, and actually uses that evolution to make predictions and to identify and to predict what the virus is going to look like in the future.
All right. Sir Ian, in a nutshell, can you boil down what's happening? Is this engineered? Other virologists have said it doesn't have a pedigree, that they believe it was made in a lab. A, do you concur with that? B, if it's only killed a few hundred people in the U.S., a few thousand worldwide, regular flu kills 400,000 worldwide, 30,000 a year in the U.S., CDC says, we can differ with those numbers. Is this hype to sell vaccine? Is this a cover for something else? Injecting people with the shots, is that going to cause it to mutate, as some are saying? I mean, so much is going on.
Right.
What's the bottom line, doctor?
There's a lot out there. This is the real deal. I mean, this is a virus. It is not man-made. It's a natural virus.
Okay.
It's a combination which led to some of the speculation. Just to give you a brief background, a virus has got 8 different gene segments. It's kind of like a person with chromosomes. You got 46 chromosomes. Well, the virus has 8. And each of those gene segments has kind of a pedigree. You can look at the sequence and tell where it came from. And this virus is a mixture. It has one of its genes. It's one of the genes that's involved with copying its genetic information. It's called PB1. That's a human gene. But that was picked up by this virus back in 1993 from a human H3N2. So the human gene's been in this virus for almost 2 decades. It's got 2 other genes that are involved with copying the genetic information, also called polymerase. There's polymerase A and polymerase B1. And both of those, B2, and both of those are avian. And then the other 5 genes are swine. So it really has 5 swine, 2 avian, and 1 human, but it's had that composition since the 1990s. So it didn't just happen. It didn't just get manufactured. None of that is unusual. And the reason it happens at a high frequency is because it all happens in swine. Swine is able to be infected by both avian viruses, human viruses, as well as swine viruses. All these are flu. And when you get multiple viruses in the same host, in this case the swine, the virus can either swap those chromosomes, those 8 genes, and come up with a new constellation of genes, or it can actually recombine and actually change the gene sequence.
Okay, Dr. Nyman, stay there.
Right.
Quick break. Got a break. Quick break. I want to come back and then go over why we see the buildup, why the preparations for forced inoculations, talk of using the army, talk of quarantines in the fall for something that's killed 200 people with our guest, Dr. Nyman, again, is a medical doctor, expert, virologist researching all this.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $969.10. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $996.64, $498.32 for a half ounce, or $249.16 for the quarter ounce. That's $996.64, $498.32, and $249.16.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor
you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Short segment, long segment coming up. Give us your bottom line as one of the top experts out there studying the flu, and you have the big flu tracker tracking it worldwide. Of why are they taking this so serious? Why are they saying they're getting ready for forced inoculations and quarantines over something that's killed a couple hundred people in the United States?
Okay, well, it really has to do with the history of pandemics in the past and the similarity of this particular pandemic in 2009 with the pandemic in 1918. Just as a refresher, the 1918 pandemic killed between 20 and 50 million people worldwide. And the population back in 1918 was about a quarter of what the population is today. It infected about a third of the world's population between 1918 and 1919. And the people that were dying were generally young, previously healthy adults between the ages of 20 and 45. It actually ended World War One because it was so widespread, because so many of the troops were dying from it. The concern is that this is a rerun. The virus in 1918 was a swine virus that jumped into the human population, and it recombined and came up with a new version. The virus in 1918 did exactly what 2009 did. In the spring, it started out as a mild disease. In fact, the physicians that were looking at patients in the spring of 1918 didn't even think it was influenza because it was so mild. And then the virus evolved. And in the fall, it came back with a vengeance, and it ended up killing the large number of people. The 2009 is really behaving the same way. It is a swine virus which has jumped to humans. The last time a swine virus jumped to humans and was easily transmitted was 1918. There was a, some of your listeners may be old enough to remember 1976, which was the swine flu vaccine. In that case, it was the soldier at Fort Dix that died, and a few hundred soldiers at Fort Dix were infected. That led to the vaccine program, but by the time the vaccine was ready, the virus had essentially burned itself out. It never really got out of
force. But also, they had to suspend the program because the vaccine paralyzed and killed so many people.
Well, there were side effects, and it was, you know, it did put a black mark on the vaccine. And it was kind of a rushed vaccine because there was a lot of concern that it was going to spread and it was going to be a repeat in 1918. But there's a big difference between what happened in 1976 and what happened in 2009.
Well, why is Obama, sir, Dr. Nyman, saying he wants to take three or four? Will it be five next week, or will we take shots every morning with our Wheaties? Or,
well, here's the way the vaccines work. I mean, there's two different issues. The swine, which is the pandemic, the H1N1, which is causing the pandemic, is a swine virus. It's not a human virus. The seasonal flu vaccine is called a trivalent vaccine because it's made of three different seasonal flus. It's made of an H1N1 human, an H3N2 human, and an influenza B. So that is recommended, you know, on a yearly basis because the virus changes so quickly that the immunity that's generated by the vaccine 1 year generally doesn't carry over that efficiently to the next year because the virus has evolved and changed. And that's what an annual flu vaccine is. It's once a year. Children getting it for the first time, they take it twice because they need a booster. And that's the seasonal flu. And that's totally separate from the pandemic flu. The pandemic flu is swine, so there's not much, if any, there probably is no cross-reactivity. So
but they've been saying it's not proper to even call it swine flu now.
Well, that's a political issue. You know, that, not calling it swine is more of a WHO political, their phrase that people are going to go around killing pigs, and the false belief that that is how it's transmitted. And that's not. I mean, the point is that the virus has jumped.
Yeah.
So now people that are getting infected with swine flu are not getting infected by pigs. They're getting infected by other people.
Well, Doc, you know what's funny? Back in January and February, I had guests on, emergency managers and people, where they were getting ready for mass graves and flu pandemics this coming fall. And then magically, this all just pops up. But don't worry, they're there with shots in the army to take good care of you.
So just to clarify, that was bird flu, this is swine flu. But we'll talk after the break.
Well, they're just building up this big infrastructure to keep us safe. And they got the Gardasil to keep our girls safe, too. Just take the shots. Everybody loves you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The mass graves, the army getting ready, the emergency managers. in January of this year. And they were just saying flu. Whenever I would have the emergency managers on, they said flu, bird flu, deadly flu. And we see this huge infrastructure being built, Northcom running drills everywhere, major cities having regular army, army reserve, marines out running checkpoints, building up. This thing looks staged to me, but it sounds like you're just going off the science and saying the flu looks like it could be a danger or it isn't a danger. Explain this to me from your perspective.
And like I say, I'd rather stick to the science, getting to pandemic preparedness and the political side. Got a little out of my area of expertise, but just as a comment that the issue of potential pandemic from bird flu has really been at the top of a lot of lists going back to 2005 or so. The swine flu really emerged. It's not that there hasn't been flu in swine before, but the transmission of the swine flu from human to human really became obvious in April of this year. In March of this year, the end of March, beginning of April. And that's when it became apparent that there was a pandemic. Nobody really knew about the pandemic involving swine until April of this year. But the reason is being taken quite seriously really has to do with the history of the 1918, and that's really the reason there's been the pandemic preparedness. There's a law, and again, it's getting a little bit out of my area, but the declaring bird flu a quarantinable disease actually was signed by President Bush back in April 1st of 2005. And that coincided with healthcare workers dying in North Vietnam as a result of H5N1. So the potential of a pandemic of one sort or another has been around, for several years now, in a very real way. But the swine flu is kind of a different, a little bit different than the bird flu. It's harder for the birds to jump to humans because that's avian mammal. It's much easier for swine because that's mammal to mammal. So it is quite a bit different from one species to the other, but it is a species jump. And that is what is causing the concern. And as far as the numbers are concerned, they're quite a bit higher than 200 as far as deaths are concerned.
Doctor, let me stop you because I can pull these numbers up, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but the CDC 3 weeks ago said they're going to stop reporting flu fatalities with the swine flu, as it's known. Let me just put this out there because I can pull up the CDC. They say it was like 198. And then less than 2,000, it was right at 2,000 worldwide. Are you saying those are wrong numbers?
Oh, those are very low numbers. If you go to the flu tracker, just Google flu tracker.
Your site, isn't it?
Right. And it's got running totals.
I know you're the big expert on the real numbers, so that's why I brought this up. Tell us what the real numbers are.
Well, the real numbers. Here's a number that'll probably get your attention. In Argentina, in the last month or so, there have been probably over 1,000 that have died in that country alone in just the 1 month period. The official numbers yesterday, Argentina came out with official numbers and said that there were 337 dead, and they said there were 400 more that were dead but hadn't been tested. So they admitted on their government website in Argentina that there were likely to be over 700. I've got boots on the ground, actually, in Argentina, journalists who are actually doing stories for, it's again, mainstream media, but they are on the ground, and I do get reports back, and they say it's over 1,000. So there's 1,000.
Where are you getting your numbers? How are you getting your numbers? Because I keep hearing that it gets underreported some places, but other times they list it as a swine flu, but then later find out it wasn't.
No, that's pretty rare that they list it as swine flu and find out it isn't. It's usually the other way around, that the people test negative, and then they discover on autopsy that it was swine flu. The numbers, most of the numbers that are used to flu tracker actually come from government reports. The U.S. is pulling back, but just to clarify that, they're pulling back mostly on the mild cases. They used to report, each state reported cases with quite a bit of detail on a county-by-county basis, and they were reporting on a daily basis. That went to a weekly basis, and then the CDC recently announced that they were no longer going to be doing the weekly, and they weren't going to be doing it on a county-by-county because there were too many cases. And they basically have been overwhelmed. So they can't do the lab confirmed. The cases I cited for Argentina actually comes from the government website in Argentina. And it's written in Spanish, but it is, you know, it's easily translated and the numbers are quite real. And they just came out with an announcement yesterday. It's dated August 5th. And their numbers have tended to be low. And the evidence that their numbers are low is that in addition to the national site, there are state sites or provincial sites in Argentina, and those numbers tend to be quite a bit higher. I mean, most of the deaths in Argentina are in the Buenos Aires region, and there's another province, Santa Fe, which is right next to it, a town, Rosario, and those are where most of the deaths at least have been reported. And so they came out with a report yesterday, and the report yesterday did list the 337 cases. It broke them down by each of the provinces. And then they noted that they are lagging, and they've been lagging the whole time. I mean, Argentina is one of the places on the map that we actually include suspect because they basically don't become an official state, an official case, until they're tested by the official state lab. So even if there's a private lab that has confirmed the case, they won't count it until they confirm it independently. And there's so many cases that they're just very backlogged. So the 337 were lab-confirmed cases, and the 400 were cases that essentially have the same features. The flu, even though it's flu season in the Southern Hemisphere now, and so that's one of the reasons there's so much attention being played to the Southern Hemisphere, because it's cold and it's flu season, and it's kind of a preview of what's going to happen in the Northern Hemisphere starting in the fall. And they... you'll have 1,000 people that have died, and most of them are young adults. They're between the ages of 20 and 45, just like 1918. And about
Looking at your map, Doctor, is there any evidence this is affecting people who racially have more melanin in their skin, or is this
If you go and look at the map, you can see that right now, most of the cases are in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's in South America, it's in Australia, and it's in New Zealand. And now South Africa is starting to catch up.
Is that because it's their flu season right now?
That's right. So they're basically 6 months off from us. So they are really, you know, at the height of their, or they're entering the height of their flu season. But what's interesting and what's the concern is that in places like Argentina, almost all of the flu is swine flu. So it basically has outcompeted seasonal flu. Normally at this time of the year, there'll be an H1N1 human, an H3N2 human, an influenza B. All of those are being displaced by the swine flu.
Okay,
99%.
Sure, doctor, that's a big number. Doctor, what then do you project as a tracker? What do you project the death rate is going to be like this flu season in the Western countries, A, and B, when do you see it peaking and then dissipating?
Okay, well, you know, the history from 1918 as a guide is it really started in the fall as far as changing over and becoming lethal. And therefore, I mean, the CDC has acknowledged that the number of cases in the United States is well over a million. And it really started at the end of the flu season. I mean, when flu really got going in the U.S., it was really in April and May, and flu season is pretty much over. The flu season pretty much peaks in February in the United States, and by April, it's just about gone, and it's totally gone in May. In the United States, it's the same thing. 99% of any flu that's happening right now is the swine flu. And the virus is evolving. So there's a little bit of a clue by what's going on in South America and in Australia. And you can look at the website for the flu trackers and see what kind of numbers are showing up. And we have a daily plot of the deaths. And, the daily plot is a little bit uneven because, like I say, the states and the governments aren't really reporting daily. They're reporting weekly, so sometimes you get some spikes. But the biggest number of deaths in a day was yesterday. And if you look at the map, it's over 80. So over 80 people either died or reported as died on yesterday, and that's the highest it has been so far. We're going to change the map over the graph a little bit. Right now it's daily, and it doesn't look as dramatic as it is because the numbers have been high for about a month now. We only show a month. But when we switch it over to weekly, you'll be able to see that there were very few deaths back in May and June. And then it started to go up in July, and now it's higher than ever. So,
how many deaths in the United States again?
I've got it in front of me for the world. The fatalities worldwide are 1727 right now. The United States, I think we've got around 350. So there's 350 that have been either confirmed by lab tests. Well, they've all been confirmed by
lab tests. But less than 2,000 worldwide. I mean, if they're in their peak season down in the other hemisphere, and regular flu kills 30-plus thousand a year in the U.S. alone, this sounds like an incredibly weak flu.
No, it's an evolving flu. It just jumped, okay?
But don't flus, according to other doctors, but you're an expert, so I mean, I'm not here, I'm not disagreeing, I'm just asking. A lot of other virologists and doctors we've talked to say that flus tend to mutate into something less lethal on average.
They're mostly talking about seasonal flu. And I mean, this virus is already fairly efficiently transmitted. So it is jump species from swine to human.
And it's an airborne transmission.
Yes. I mean, that's why there are all these outbreaks at schools and at summer camps now. It's easily transmitted. And the virus, because it is now adapting to humans, so it's been in swine. It just got into humans, a few months ago. And as it gets into humans, it can interact with human flu. And human flu is more efficient at transmitting and growing. And so this virus can...
So you're saying it can mutate with the regular flu?
Right. It can mutate with the regular flu and adapt to humans.
Let me ask you this. You saw the story about Baxter and the European countries mixing it in. I want you to comment on that, but then we've also seen reports, and we've had doctors on and read the reports, that they're saying the testing of the vaccine, the headline was live attenuated. I don't, maybe you can explain that.
Yeah.
But the issue is some are saying it could mutate easily in the body and incubate something new or merge with other seasonal flus.
Right. Well, here's a couple different issues because they're kind of taking bits and pieces and not really putting them together very well. As far as Baxter is concerned, Baxter was an error in the lab. It was not a vaccine that was, being, certified to go into humans. It was actually a vector. So Baxter.
Yeah, but why was it mislabeled? This super powerful bird flu is then mixed in.
Right. It was a contaminant. That's why I say that's what the accident is. It was supposed to be a vector for H3N2 seasonal flu. So it was supposed to be, it was sold to a company in Europe that then distributed to it.
And then they accidentally lied to homeless people and injected them and they died. A lot of accidents happening here. Well, that was another company with the dead homeless with the bird flu.
That was a trial, and I don't know the details about that one as much as I know about Baxter. But Baxter was an experimental vector that got contaminated at Baxter. I mean, Baxter does make a pandemic H5N1 vaccine, and I would say somewhere along the line at the plant, it happened. It wasn't supposed to be there. That nobody knew it was there until they actually injected the ferrets. The ferrets died, and essentially they basically, you know, made corrections so that's not going to happen again. But it wasn't in the vaccine that was, you know, being prepared for humans. This was an experimental lab version, which isn't going to have as many controls as the version that actually goes into people. And it got contaminated, and they found out when it went into the ferrets. As far as the vaccines themselves are concerned, vaccines have already shipped. The vaccine for the pandemic that is already shipped by several companies is really the same as the seasonal flu. It is not a live vaccine. It's not an attenuated vaccine. It's a killed vaccine. So this vaccine, this virus is killed. There's nothing alive in the vaccine, and it's just like the trivalent seasonal flu that...
And it can't create any mutations. I wonder why I have news articles then. Are they mistaken, what? Doctor, where they say that, well, it's live?
There's several different versions. I'm talking about the vaccine that shipped. So, you know,
have they already made that 195 million doses? Because I see that headline, U.S. government orders 195 million dosages 2 weeks ago. Are you saying they've already shipped that?
No, I'm saying they've shipped part of that.
But how does it protect us, Doctor, if you're saying it's going to mutate?
Well, it depends. It really comes down on how fast the virus mutates and how similar the virus is in the fall or in the winter relative to the virus that was used in the vaccine. The vaccine that is shipping is called California 7. It was isolated in one of the first ones in California. We're on a break.
Yes, sir, we are. Well, this is getting interesting. We really appreciate you being on with us. The website is up on PrisonPlanet.tv screen. We'll put it up there for you. Just Google Flu Tracker, and you'll find it. It's a huge site. Dr. Henry L. Nyman is our guest, and he's an expert on all this, and he says it's a real threat.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Dr. Henry L. Nyman's our guest. We're going back to him in just one moment. First off, I want to tell you about some of our sponsors today. One of them is FrontSight.com. FrontSight, have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute? He's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time. The classes are filling up fast for September, folks. Dr. Ignatius Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to give you this deal. And it won't last forever. This is better than military or law enforcement training. A lot of police and military get trained there, but there's no boot camp or drill instructor attitude. It's a family atmosphere. This is the biggest and most successful premier shooting training, handgun, rifle, shotgun, you name it. It is FrontSight.com. Find out about the free Springfield Armory XD pistol and the caliber of your choice offered. FrontSight.com. Check it out today. FrontSight.com. You can't put a price tag on this training, and it's 75% off the course and a free handgun. You cannot beat it. FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Max Kaiser's coming up at the 8 after to break down what's happening in the economy. Right now in this segment, the next, we are continuing with Dr. Henry L. Nyman of Flu Tracker. We got that up on screen for everybody right there. Okay, sir, so am I getting this right then? You're saying this could be big, this could be real, we should roll up our sleeves, take the 3 to 4 to 5 injections or whatever?
Well, let me straighten out the injection part, so that's a little bit clearer. But yes, it definitely is real, and I would definitely recommend a vaccination. You know, there are some people that might have allergies to eggs. The current vaccine is grown in eggs, so the same warnings for the pandemic vaccine would apply, you know, are the same as that for the seasonal flu vaccine. But the number of injections, just to clarify that, the pandemic flu, people have not seen that before. That's because it's swine. So the recommendations will be to actually have two shots. It would have be a first shot followed 3 weeks later by a booster shot. That's the same thing that is used for children the first time they get seasonal flu. So the first time they're immunized, there are two shots recommended. After that is the once-a-year shot. So the pandemic vaccine is really the same as the seasonal. There are other versions, you know, that may come down the line. There's, in seasonal, there is an attenuated virus, which is a live vaccine. It's made by MedImmune. The virus is crippled, and you can tell them apart. The attenuated vaccine is a myth. You know, it's something that you spray into your nose, and that is different than the killed vaccine, which is a shot. MedImmune is working on a pandemic version that is not available. The last I looked at their website, they don't expect that to be available until 2010. And, you know, that's a different vaccine. And then I'm sure that some of your listeners have heard about adjuvant, and they're concerned about adjuvant. Adjuvant is something that stimulates the immune system. The current vaccines do not have adjuvant. The seasonal flu has no adjuvant, and the pandemic vaccine that is shipped has adjuvant. The reason adjuvants are used is that there's a tendency for a better immune response.
But wait a minute, are you saying the big order the government made doesn't have adjuvants? Because I saw that it did.
No, it does not have adjuvants.
Well, Well, I mean, in so many of the studies I've seen by my research firms and medical doctors, it's the adjuvants that are worse than the thimerosal causing autoimmune responses.
Well, thimerosal isn't an adjuvant. Thimerosal
The adjuvants are causing a bigger response than the mercury. That's what I was saying.
Right, but the adjuvants are not in the vaccine that is shipped. There are potential vaccines that will have the adjuvant.
All right, stay there. Got a break, sir. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate him coming on. We've been having a lively discussion. Dr. Henry L. Nyman, highly recommended, prestigious researcher, inventor, many of the major technologies used today and researching all this and treating it. I hope he's wrong, though. I mean, I don't want this to be a real deadly flu. I mean, I know it's deadly for those that are being dying, but you've got the flu season raging right now and a few thousand dead, or 1,700 and something. That doesn't sound like a big deal to me, but he's saying it could mutate. So are you saying, doctor, it's bad now, or it could be potentially mega bad? I mean, I just want to be clear on that.
And let me explain why it's bad now and why it could get much worse. Seasonal flu, the numbers thrown out is 36,000 in the United States die. 90% of the people that die from the flu in the United States and worldwide are 65 years or older. Most of those people are actually quite a bit more than 65. They're in nursing homes. They basically have very serious illnesses. They get the flu, and the flu kind of puts it over the top. They really can't mount a good response to
the flu.
They're
compromised.
Right, right. They're compromised in many ways, and that's who normally dies from the flu. The people that are dying from the flu today, those 1,000 people that died in Argentina, they are previously healthy young adults.
So, I mean, is this like the 1918 then, that it has that hemorrhagic effect?
Yes. I mean, there are reports. Actually, I was just reading one. I was trying to find out where it was, where patient actually turned blue overnight and died. You know, and those are the characteristics of 1918. There's this cyanosis. Basically, the person literally turns blue and ends up dying suddenly. I mean, there are reports in 1918 of people that basically were sitting down and playing bridge, and they literally fell over and died at the bridge table.
You know, yeah, so no, because it has this huge autoimmune response.
Right, right. Right.
But doctor.
And here's why that's a problem for this year, okay? Because the virus is adapting. So it really doesn't take a whole lot of change. If the virus is actually growing at twice the rate that it is right now, it's going to elicit a much greater autoimmune response. It's going to grow quickly, and people are going to respond to it, and that's this cytokine storm, that's this cascade, and that's why people end up dying.
Okay, let me just stop because we're almost out of time. It's clear I've got to have you back up. I'm very appreciative of your time. I hope you're wrong.
Right.
Because, you know, I got family, and I live here in Texas. It seems to be one of the epicenters for all of this, and I don't trust these vaccines. I've seen what their history, what they do, and this whole thing has stage written all over it. I know you don't get into areas like that. You just cover the facts that you can document, but I've had a bad feeling all along for the last year in the buildup to this, and are you saying, Doc, with your educated opinion, you've got a bad feeling about this year?
Yes, I've said it looks like 1918 for the last several months, and there has been nothing in the last several months that takes it off the 1918 track.
So my God.
It was tracking then. It's following the exact same track right now. In Texas, you know, there's likely to be Tamiflu resistance in Texas. There was a report that came out a day or so ago on the border by El
Paso. Houston Chronicle. There's now, yeah.
Right. And that indicated there were several versions that had Tamiflu resistance. There's a sequence that just came out that actually isn't even, it's only semi-public, that shows Tamiflu resistance in Singapore, and that's going to create another problem that we can talk about next time around.
Well, Dr. Nyman, let me get you up then in the next few weeks as this unfolds. When do you see it quickly really starting to break out then, October?
I would say, yeah, you'll see the first signs September, October, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere. I think it will get worse in the Southern Hemisphere before that.
All right, Dr. Nyman, a flu tracker. Just Google that. You'll find him. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good talking, Alex.
Well, that's scary.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Okay, Max, if I could start with you. I mean, what is it about Goldman Sachs? How does it manage to turn the figures around like that?
Well, Goldman Sachs are scum. I mean, that's the bottom line. They basically have co-opted the U.S. government. They've co-opted the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve functionality. They've co-opted the Obama administration. Barack Obama, you know, dances to Goldman Sachs' tune. And they are really crooked and abominable in what they've done. You just remember Hank Paulson held Congress hostage, took him in the back room and said, give us $700 billion. We're going to crash this market.
Well, joining us for the rest of the hour, maybe twist his arm a little bit into the next, take some phone calls, is Max Keiser. He's a former Wall Street broker and is the inventor of the virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, a bunch of other systems, and My Private Film. Max is currently a TV presenter, radio host, entrepreneur, broadcast journalist. He's the host of On the Edge with Max Keiser on Press TV. He's also done a BBC show called The Oracle, blogger for The Huffington Post. Max also presented the films for Al Jazeera. He joins us from Paris, France. And he's also a little bit in the new Obama film that I will soon announce the name of by, I'll announce it by next Wednesday. I've got to quit procrastinating and get to doing that. You just heard me play a clip of him on national main French television. We're going to play another clip of something coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is your chance to have financial questions. We're going to clear the board of calls, fresh calls specifically for Max Keiser on the economy, on the police state. But Max, let me throw you a curveball before we get into Goldman Sachs and all this out of the gates here. Curveball. It's Max Keiser curveball. It's a knuckleball, but seriously. The flu situation, troops everywhere, mass graves, they denied it a year ago, now they admit it, forced inoculations, talks of lockdown, only less than 2,000 dead worldwide. They are really hyping this thing, really trying to scare people. This looks like, to me, the perfect cover to get their carbon tax through, to get their open borders through, their gun control, their government health care that they're trying to push through in October. What does Max Keiser's spidey sense tell him?
Well, I'm all about the banking and finance systems, you know. I mean, that's what I cover. As far as the whole swine flu epidemic, you know, I'm an idiot because I go to the drugstore every day and I buy that stuff for your hands to disinfect my hands. Of course, I was laughing at those people a year ago. But, you know, it's a herd mentality. You know, how much do they charge? $8 for, like, a squirt of that stuff over here. Think of the profits that are being generated. And it's all herd mentality. People are like, I go to these meet friends and they're like sharing these things, little antiseptic gel. I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, you know, you fall into the behavior that is inculcated through this massive wave of scare tactics. Everything can be sold using scare tactics now. They figured that out. You know, shock and awe, 9/11. If you scare enough people, they can scare you into buying anything now. Why bother coming up with a creative campaign to sell stuff when you just show people getting blown up, and then you'll sell a truckload of whatever it is you're trying to sell? You know, it's all salesmanship. It's like just basically, you know, infomercials for psychosis and mass destruction, and they'll sell anything down the pike. But, you know, I want to talk about Goldman Sachs for a second because it's just gotten so hilarious. It's gotten ridiculous. It's gotten absurd, if that's okay, by you.
Yeah, let's get into $23.7 trillion missing in 10 months. They're refusing to say where the money went. Paulson gets up before Congress last week and says, yeah, I took $200 million myself. That's not a conflict of money he gave himself. I mean, this is a new level of heist. You're an expert in all this. Break it down for us. And then I want to get into, they say the economy's fixed. Everything's wonderful. The stock market's going up. But housing at all-time low. Reuters reporting that half of U.S. mortgages seen underwater by 2011, record joblessness, all of that is degrading quickly, but they're meanwhile saying, Marie Antoinette, let them all eat birthday cake.
Let's just talk about a couple of things here. One, I don't know if you saw this or not, the high-frequency trading scandal. High-frequency trading, which is now being talked about in Washington.
That special little computer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really amazing.
Now, just to give you an analogy here, if you go into a, if you saw somebody, your neighbor, and they had a rubber hose in your neighbor's gas tank, and he had that hose, and it was over a bucket, and he was stealing gas from your, you know, you would say, hey, buddy, you know, don't steal our neighbor's gas. That's not very nice. That's not very social behavior. He's siphoning off gas, right? Basically, and it has, they don't even argue. They don't deny this. Goldman Sachs over at 85 Broad Street is where they have their headquarters down there on Wall Street. They co-located a server next to the New York Stock Exchange, and they use this high-frequency trading to siphon off, depending on whose estimates you read, between $100 million and $200 million a day. They're just siphoning cash directly off the floor of the exchange.
And that's what we know of, with a computer program plugged in secretly, rigging the market. But that's okay, because they're allowed to give themselves the bonus money while they're former executives of the Treasury SEC.
They claim that they're, quote-unquote, adding liquidity to the system. So if you caught a guy siphoning gas from a car, and his defense was, no, I'm adding gas to the car. So they say, hey, Goldman, you're siphoning money from the floor of the exchange using high-frequency trading, using all these proprietary algorithms, which I know a lot about because I created the virtual specialist technology is used to trade bonds by Cantor Fitzgerald on Wall Street. It's used by the Hollywood Stock Exchange to trade box office futures, and I designed these systems. So I know all about these systems, and it basically it's nothing more than siphoning off cash. And Barney Frank says, oh, a little profiteering is okay. We need the banks on Wall Street to have a little profiteering because, after all, if the banks aren't healthy, the economy's not healthy.
So the entire economy, 23.7 trillion of our money that we have to pay interest to them on, oh, here's our money and we pay you interest to take our money. Then it turns out the Fed is paying banks not the loan because they want to consolidate and blow out the economy. Is there no end? I mean, Will Geithner soon be barbecuing children on his lawn? And we say, well, he's got to eat. The economy will collapse if we don't feed him our children. In fact, let me ask you that question. Why is he in the Wall Street Journal and other pub papers screaming and cussing and yelling at Bernanke and freaking out? Are they scared of the auditing the Fed? I mean, Bernanke suddenly on TV stuttering and bumbling. These omnipresent Mount Olympus elites are now coming and groveling. I mean, are we seeing the momentum shift against their criminal activity?
He's upset because now that he works for the government, his slice of the bonus pool is smaller. He's trying to get Paul Sonny's guys to give him more money. He's upset. He can't sell his house in Larchmont, New York, which, by the way, his house in Larchmont is less than a mile than where I grew up in Westchester County. I used to ride my bicycle by his house all the time. He's upset he can't sell his house because of the economic problems that he himself helped create. And now that Paulson successfully ransomed the government for $700 billion, which became $13 trillion, he's now paying himself. He's working with the Chinese to manage their money. He's going to make billions again. When he took the job for the government, of course, he said, well, I had to sell my Goldman Sachs stock at close to its all-time high. By the way, because I'm working for the government, I don't have to pay taxes on that gain. So his whole role as a servant for the government was a tax dodge. Paulson was just a tax dodger. He saved something like $100 million in taxes by taking that job, worked for a couple of years, engineered the collapse of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, took away all the competition from Goldman and J.P. Morgan and his crony buddies, and got rid of his arch enemy, Dick Fold, over at Lehman Brothers. It was nothing but a grudge match between those two. They could have easily, Alex, this is the tragedy of it, going back to what I call the 9th of August, or 8-9, which is right up there with 9-11. 2 years ago, on the 9th of August, 2 years ago in 2007, is when BNP in Paris said that they couldn't value the subprime bonds on their books, and that started what we call the credit crash for the next 24 months. The response from the government was not to reform the banking system, but to give them now what we know to be roughly $13 trillion. And according to guys like Carl Denninger, who's a very plugged-in guy, that number is going to double again. And the tragedy is that they could have very easily wiped out every mortgage debt and every credit card debt in America for less than that money.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bloomberg reported $9.4 trillion would pay off all mortgages, not just bad mortgages, but, you know, $50 million palaces, $100,000 bungalows, everything paid off. But now you're saying 13. The Congress and the banks are saying 23.7, but I guess that's different types of money they created, and that's not counting all the magical SDRs and these other layers of global currency.
Yeah, but okay, but get back to this point, because it's a very important point. Every single mortgage in America could have been paid off. Every single credit card debt could have been paid off. So therefore, every citizen in America could be sitting there with no debts at all. They'd have their credit card. They'd be in the mall shopping. The economy is 70% consumption anyway, so the economy would be growing. The jobs would be growing, not collapsing. The banks would actually be still making some money because they're still in the business of making loans. The what you'd have left are these incredible black hole of debt, which would have to be addressed. And the way to address that would have been to force the banks to write off those debts in real time and suffer the consequences because they created those debts. So instead of like Warren Buffett, who's now saying, I'm going to have the blockbuster quarter of my life because 75% of his business is tied to getting bailed out by the government. You see his stock going from $70,000 a share back to $100,000 a share back to $147,000 a share. If you want to buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway stock, Warren Buffett, and be part of the global elite, you need $147,000 to buy one. Well, right now, it's $100,000.
Well, I was reading that he got $98 billion in bailout money.
Unless you have $100,000 to buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway stock of Warren Buffett, then you, forget it. You're not part. You're not going to be part of the true economy that's run by all these insiders. So you're sitting there holding your, you know, 50 shares of some over-the-counter NASDAQ.com bomb that was sold to you by some hard-selling telephone salesman working on commission. Of course, that's going to go to zero. And the whole cycle's repeated again.
Matt, stay there. Buffett deserves all the money.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
MaxKaiser.com. He is in my big new upcoming Obama film. Max, you got cut off there by the break. Obama's approval rating's gone from the mid-80s to now the mid-40s, depending on which poll you look at. He's now lower than Bush, lower than Jimmy Carter, than they were at this point 7 months into their administration. What do you see happening to Obama over the next few years? I mean, I'm almost just feeling sorry for him now because, you know, when he's this big star and they're pushing the corporate agenda through on him, you know, he's dangerous. And I had to oppose him, and I still do. But now that everything's being blamed on him, and almost he almost becomes a shield for the bankers.
Then he needs to do a Geithnerectomy. You know, look at Tony Blair over there in the UK. When he left number 10 Downing Street, after all the dodgy dossier, after all the fake rhetoric leading up to the invasion, after telling the 2 million people that were in the streets in Britain that they didn't want to get into the Iraq war, within 10 minutes of leaving number 10 Downing Street in disgrace, where does he end up? J.P. Morgan. Okay, the presidency is now used as a resume sweetener. So whether it's one term or two terms, the next step for Obama is Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. And that's the true end game. That's the goal for these guys. That's where they cash in. The presidency is just a fancy thing on your resume now. It doesn't mean anything in terms of public service anymore.
Well, it means you can read off a teleprompter good. That's why Bush was so hated, is that he couldn't sit there with puppy dog eyes lovingly lying to you. But, you know, you write for the Huffington Post. You deal with some of the classical type liberals out there. It seems a lot of them are starting to wake up, those that are honest, like yourself, who had supported Obama. But then when you talk to other Democrats or progressives or whatever, they just scream you're a racist. Like, they're now saying that the archetypal poster of Obama socialism, we've changed it to Obama fascism because we believe that's closer to what it actually is. They're now saying that's racist when it has nothing to do with race. This parroting race over and over again isn't working. The media is also trying to claim it's partisan. So the establishment's throwing Democrats under the bus or under the train, trying to say all these congressmen getting shouted down at town halls are only Democrats. I've tracked it. They're shouting the Republicans down, too. So this is something completely new. It looks like the United States is on the verge of revolution, Max Keiser.
Well, we've been saying this for a few years, that the wealth and income gap is getting wider and wider. The amount of wealth controlled by the top 1% is just getting wider and wider. The past 6 months and the past 2 years has been nothing more than the Wall Street banks and other banks around the world and the central banks getting together and grabbing more power and more wealth. There was a New York Times story, I think it was today or yesterday, where Lloyd Blankfein, the new CEO of Goldman Sachs, is saying, "What crisis? There was no crisis. We were never in jeopardy. We're just smart. We're doing business like we've always done it." You know, here's the thing about the stock market rally. All that money that goes into the stock market rally, the $3 trillion rally, that money was It's not coming from the money market funds, which would be an indication that the public is involved in the stock market. This money is coming from the bailout funds, and it's being not used to lend to businessmen and people in America to help them get through this crisis. It's being used as speculative capital by the banks to make money in the stock market. And once this rally, which is fed by the spec money, the bailout money, is being used by the speculators on Wall Street to speculate in the stock market. It caught everyone flat-footed. It was up 50% or something like this. It's the biggest rally since the 1930s. Oh, by the way, that's very significant if you want to think about it. And now that the you've got this CNBC and Jim Cramer now pounding the table, they're going to, it's just another sucker's rally where they're going to come in. People are going to be buying this thing again, and they're going to be buying it at the top again, and they're going to be asking for a bailout again in another 6 months. So the cycle repeats itself. Nobody ever learns anything, because if you have a rising stock market, it tends to cloud people's thinking. They're willing to overlook everything and anything if they think they can buy a winning lottery ticket. People just ignore their own self-interest, and they go loopy. You add the drugs, the antidepressants, and the failure to have a decent diet, and you just have a sick zombie nation of speculators who are trying to be the next partner of Goldman Sachs, and the chances of that are like being the next winner on American Idol.
Now, you called that the
casino gulag model.
The casino gulag model, and I concur with you 100%. They're taking all the tens of trillions they've stolen from taxpayers, pumping it in a controlled stock market. They'll know when to pull it. Well, probably when it hits 12,000. Let's see how the sucker's rally is going to work from the insider, the inventor of major stock exchange systems, Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. You can get your Obama Hitler t-shirts at Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633.
or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Mike, so what to make of this decision by BNP to pay out these bonuses? Echoes of Goldman Sachs last month?
Well, I think BNP wants us all basically to toss their salad. That's their game plan. Let's keep in mind that 2 years ago on August 9th was the beginning of a staged, controlled financial terrorist demolition of the world's financial system when BNP announced that they couldn't value bonds in their books, these subprime loans that started the credit crash, the controlled demolition of the global banking system 2 years ago. This is, it will go down in history as basically the 9th of August or 8-9, similar to 9-11. This is when they started this controlled demolition.
That's Max Kaiser on the main national news channel in France. He's got a show on Press TV. He's starting a show on Russia Today, huge worldwide. Paul Watson has that on his broadcast TV in Sheffield. Give me an idea how big Russia Today is. And he's also done the BBC TV show, a very busy person. I'm going to be on this week's Press TV show with him, so always honored to be there. Before we go back to Max Kaiser and ask about his upcoming TV appearances, he'll be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Starting next segment, we're going to take phone calls for Max Kaiser at 1-800-259-9231. He could talk about a whole host of issues, but he can't talk about chupacabras and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the T-shirt being made right now. I had the idea Monday to when I noticed that that image of Obama socialism was going viral. I knew that it was a hot image because it just took him and really bared his soul and broke the back that was ready to be broken of this illusion of him as this sweetheart that loves you. And I think the image of him as a psychopathic criminal is much closer to the reality. But again, he's just a front man. So we made these T-shirts. They're selling like hotcakes. I'm very glad it'll get the word out because they have good messages on the back. They have very, very important messages on the back, like wake up before it's too late, stop the criminal, end the Fed. There's 8 different T-shirts, 8 different variants, Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com, Obama New World Order. And I'm sending a crew out right now to make a viral YouTube video where I'm going to have my crew plaster Barack Obama InfoWars.com posters everywhere. We're having a $1,000 prize. I'll announce it next Friday. You just make a YouTube video. You go out, make a bigger poster, smaller poster, and you just say Obama InfoWars.com. You can mix in a little Obama fascism because I think that's closer to what he is. Socialism is bad enough as if we're going to take money from one group and give it to another. But this is $30 for the bank, $1 for the people, as Max Kaiser and others have broken down. So we're going to have this contest launching today up on InfoWars.com to print off the flyers on the Joker Obama Posters to Go Viral page. That's the name of the page that has all these files that you can print off in color, black and white. I don't care. The winner will be the person that the most inventively puts out the most posters in the most public places. So just show that in a 10-minute or less YouTube video. Everybody make them. The word gets out. Huge viral event. And let's start today with the Obama poster bomb all over the country, everywhere. I'm going to work on films today, do some interviews. Then I'm going to go home and see my children. When I'm driving back tonight, I'm going to get out with staplers and glue at different power boxes and poles. And I'm going to put up at least 10 of these. So, you know, walk the walk. I certainly talk the talk, also walk the walk. So get these off InfoWars.com, get them out to everybody, and don't forget we're also selling the T-shirts because they're trying to say it's racist, it's evil, it's bad, you're not allowed to lampoon him, he's a god. I love taking their deity, their royalty, and showing what he really is, a joker, a scammer. I mean, Max Kaiser, do you think it's unfair and mean to put up a joker, A, and B, isn't it our right anyways, whether it's nice or not, to show the godlike creature in whatever way we wish, or should it be illegal, as some Democratic operatives are calling for?
Well, look, Alex, I grew up during the Nixon era, and the amount of vitriol spouted toward Nixon, as you can imagine, was quite vehement. The parodies and the things that were done were extreme, and because the country was angry. And why are they angry? Because they don't have a job, because the economy is sinking, because the president seems to curry favor with the Wall Street banks, and he has done no reformation of the banking system whatsoever. If anything, he's given them more power. And the people, unfortunately, have no power except through, historically, the people have always resorted to pamphleteering and through parody and through any means necessary that is cheap but carries their message. And this is just what happens when an economy is concentrated, wealth is by the fewer and fewer percentage, and it leaves the vast majority face down in the mud. And this just creates this dynamic. And the way to stop it is to address this unbelievable power grab of the money and wealth in the United States by the select few, and start to engage in some measures that will restore balance. The problem with these banks on Wall Street is that as the power grab continues, there's less and less competition for them. And people say, well, you know, people are just envious that Goldman Sachs was making a lot of money, which is completely incorrect. What is disturbing is that there are no competitors for Goldman Sachs. Why doesn't Obama and Geithner and Bernanke, why don't they start a few new banks that have that will challenge Goldman
Sachs? No, everything has to be fed into the mega bank at the expense of the people, and that's what John D. Rockefeller the first said. He said competition is a sin, and it is a sin to these mega monopoly capitalists.
Competition is the lifeblood of what's called the American dream. The purpose of the government is to allow, like an empire at the ball game, is so that there can be fair competition. That's what a government can do. They play the umpire at the ball game, and then we'll see who competes the best. Some people are talented, some people are really hard working, and you have the ability through sheer hard work to make it in that economy. But if the empire is working for the banks, and there is no there are no laws, there are no rules, then the people in the country are going to rise up and say, you know what, this is bull BS. You know, we want to compete. The people want to work. They want to compete, but the banks on Wall Street won't let them. And that blockage has got to be removed from the economy. There needs to be a reintroduction of competition in the United States. And the way to do that is to remove the egregious monopoly of everything financial. Every loan, every price on every exchange is totally manipulated at this point, and it's done so thousands of times a minute. And they're just stealing. They've got, like I said at the top of the interview, they've got a siphon stuck into the pot of money that is America's wealth, and they're just siphoning it out with no competition whatsoever. They're just taking it. They're just stealing it without any intrusion from any regulator whatsoever. Now, how is that going to foster an economy of hardworking, diligent, moral people?
Great points, Max Kaiser. Did you?
Look,
well, on Monday,
the front page of the Financial Times: Wall Street profits from Fed rule. This is on the front page of the Financial Times. What does this mean? The Federal Reserve tells Wall Street what they're buying and selling before they buy and sell. Wall Street then steps in. They quote unquote front run, which means they place orders ahead of the government, and they make money without taking any risks.
So it's a rigged inside economy, insider trading now publicly. Crime is just absolutely mainstream now.
Insider trading, crime, and thievery are listed on the exchange. You can buy them every single day. It's a listed open sewer of corruption that they're just buying and selling on the exchange. And they're basically taunting people and saying, look, you're either with us or against us. That's why I have that site, GulagWealthFund.com, which has all the companies that are profiting from this Gulag casino state. So I've got the various military contractors and the various banks. And if you want to participate in the Gulag wealth industry, you should buy the shares in these stocks, because you can watch your country go into the mud as well. And you'll be the richest guy in the world, but you will have lost your country. So that's the trade-off. That's the trade-off you have to ask yourself. Are you willing to become rich In exchange for your wealth, are you willing to give up your country? That's the question everyone has to ask themselves.
But at a certain point, they destroy the standard of living and turn all the Western countries into sewers. But I guess they don't care as long as they're the king monkey sitting on top of the pile of dung. It's just amazing. Did you see where the White House, we actually broke this on Monday, it's now been picked up nationally, the White House is asking its people to report anyone that talks bad about the health care plan. And then back during the campaign, they had cops in Missouri going, we're going to arrest you if we decide you lie about Obama. And all these youth brigades and youth corps with all these big Republicans running them for Obama, like David Gergen.
Well, because the business of the casino gulag model, the supporting the cops in this case and the surveillance and the invasive technology 24/7, this is the only business. You know, here's an interesting point. If you look at the last, the gross domestic product of America for the last quarter, and they say that it was, the figures were up minus, plus or minus 1% from a year earlier, and they were saying, see, the economy is on some kind of growth track, or it's not decelerating as fast as we said it would. If you subtract the military from the durable hard goods number, the military component, it's more than 50%. So, in other words, the only growth that you see in the U.S. right now comes from invading countries, slaughtering people, and installing surveillance equipment. That's it. That's what America exports now. That's their growth industry. And they look at that, they say it's great. The people who are doing it, they can borrow money from Wall Street at virtually no money, no interest rates whatsoever, because they keep those artificially low interest rates for them. If you're a saver, if you work and you save money, like I'm a saver, I have only savings. I have no debt. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a credit card. I don't have a car loan. I've never had any debt. But I'm being penalized because on my savings, I get 1% at most. That's outrageous. When the demand for credit is there, I should be getting 4 or 5%. So I'm subsidizing Goldman Sachs. I'm subsidizing J.P. Morgan. They're stealing money from me every single day. That's completely ridiculous. So why? What productive role are they playing in the society? None. They're just having like acid. They're just ripping it apart. And it's not even because, and they're not even having a lot of fun doing it. It's just because they're sadistic. It's like Caligula capitalism. They're just sick, sadistic.
No, that's it. They love blasting out the free market, destroying societies, bankrupting people. I read the Malthusian eugenicist views of all these elites. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan publicly fund most of the eugenics groups, most of the zero growth groups. They're paying people to sell good cars. Then the car dealers just don't go down as much and actually rip you off. The studies show for cash for clunkers. Obama's idea to renew America is to, quote, bulldoze cities. USA Today, command destruction. This is what they want. And I wanted to ask you, Max, before we go to calls, eco-science, Holdren. And it turns out the guy he wrote the book with, Paul Ehrlich, was George Bush Sr.'s science advisor, openly wanting to drug the water, take all children at birth, train them, raise them in government dormitories. And now in England, 20,000 families to have cameras in the homes watching their children. They're saying they're going to take the children and raise them in dormitories, that the family is bad, that the state is actually, this is in the book, now they're doing it. Can you comment on these people?
It just makes you well up in tears inside, because you realize that this great experiment that was started in the 18th century is come to a shocking close very suddenly because of a complete inability for those who are benefiting most from a democratic society to stand up for their democracy. So if you're a Caligula capitalist, if you're running a casino gulag state, and you've got no resistance whatsoever, then why blame them? They're just, you know, rust never sleeps. Rust is rust. Without, you know, there's no, these people are never going to stop. They don't have no logic. There's nothing behind them that makes any human sense. So they're not going to stop. And the people who are getting the most affected by this are refusing to stand up for themselves. So I don't see any change in the dynamic here whatsoever. I just don't see it. And it's really, you know, I live in France because I can't even live in the United States. It makes me a little queasy inside to walk around and just, it's like being in a zombieville. Here in France, the people in France have a situation where the government fears them. The government fears the people. If the government says something or does something in France that the people don't like, they immediately are out in the street. They're protesting and demonstrating every single day. In the U.S., of course, it's the opposite. The people fear the government. And that's totally unacceptable. That's completely unacceptable. And you can't even be around it. It's sickening.
Well, absolutely. The media is always bashing France, and I think its taxes is too high, but the people actually have a form of socialism there. They're demanding it. I'm not for that system, but they're actually getting some of it, which is better than this. I mean, if you're going to have socialism, might as well get part of it. But the issue is you might as well get some services.
The every day. That's the worst socialist system in the world.
But that's what I'm saying. This isn't even
socialism. Wall Street is the most egregious socialistic parasite on the entire globe. That's socialism.
But, Max, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying they steal all our money and give it to elites. At least in France, they take the money and actually give it to some of the people. But what I'm saying is they try to plant GMO, they burn it down. They try to do something corrupt, the people riot. And so you're right about that. You were telling me during the break that you were in a French coffee shop or something and heard something interesting.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about Alex Jones. I couldn't believe it. A couple of French people were talking about Alex Jones, so I broke in with my limited French, and we had an interesting conversation. But
I'm just curious. I mean, what were they saying?
Well, they were fascinated by really the film, The Obama Deception, is being viewed here in France by people, and there are, I guess some people have some versions with subtitles out there or something, but they knew significant parts about it. And here, you know, in Europe, Obama was very, very seductive, and he really won over the Europeans. And so this is something that has come up, and it's really a topic of discussion. That this whole reversal, the fact that his popularity has been dropping, and what does this mean? And you know, we're in love with him, and how did we think about this? And then the Obama Deception film came up because it's, how many views does it have on the net? Like 20 million views. So
yeah, it's more than that, but yeah, that's conservative. Well, the issue is, it wasn't their love of Obama, it was their hatred of Bush. And I found that in my own life. I'll hate somebody so much that I end up being friends with that person's enemy, and that person turns out being just as bad. And I think that's what it is that Bush was so horrible, people associated all the tyranny with him, so went running to Obama, and he was just a pimp who then got us in the hotel room and punched us in the face and knocked our teeth out, and now we're crawling around on the ground bleeding, and he's going, yeah, bitch, you like it. And I think people are finally going, no, I don't like it. I'm leaving. So we're running out the door in our skirt, crying in the rain, and he's slapping us with a coat hanger. And I just think it's time for people to wake up.
People in France, you know, contrary to popular belief, really love America in a lot of ways. I mean, there's huge boulevards in the middle of Paris, you know, Franklin Roosevelt Boulevard, JFK Boulevard, and, you know, the French are the ones that financed the American Revolution, and as a result, their own economy went into free fall. If it wasn't for France, there would be no America.
They want to like, exactly, they want to like the United States. And so the Anglophiles have always hated that, so that's why they love to demonize France on our news, because they helped found America, and the British government hates that. Max Keiser, he knows what he's talking about.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. $1,000 contest. Need to have them up on YouTube in the next 4 or 5 days. I need to judge them by like next Wednesday. But I'll watch them right up to the day. I'm going to pick the best video that I think gets the word out about Obama being a liar and a criminal and a front man for the New World Order. But let's not just blame him. Let's get past him to the real elites and bring them to justice. Max Kaiser is our guest. Max, I want to go to calls. Doug and Dan and Chris and Dr. Gushin and others that are holding toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But you've got a pretty good brain. I mean, I've been reading some of your writings from years ago, and almost all of it came true. What do you think's going to happen in the next few years? Because I knew that Obama had this godlike level, but that as soon as he proved he was a liar, that would dissipate. The bigger they are, the harder they'll fall. But it also seems that Obama's controllers are going to want to stage something. A new war with Iran, an economic collapse, more economic terrorism, domestic stage terror attacks. I mean, what do you see happening in the next couple of years with the people taking over all these town halls, going after both parties, and how the empire is going to strike back?
Well, as you know, as I've said on your show before, I think that as the economy continues to collapse, there's going to be a big push across the country, state to state, to legalize gambling, and the gambling is going to be more of a factor in the economy. There's going to be more ways to gamble, specifically online. The reason you don't have online gambling right now is because of the mob in Vegas and New Jersey. They control gambling in those two
cities. So you think the revolution is just us turning into total slobs? You think we're going to get worse?
Yeah, I think that the combination of online gambling, cheap, pharmaceutically engineered, over-the-counter, mood-altering drugs, and terrible food products, high-fructose corn syrup-based food products, you put all those things into a cocktail of silliness, and you end up with a population that is completely strung out and just trying to gamble their way toward making, basically, it's indentured servitude is what we're heading toward, because the debts are never going to be paid. They're simply never going to be paid, and as the banks reorganize the system right now, they're putting all the bad bets into the publicly held banks, like, for example, in the UK, this Northern Rock, which was the first bank, one of the first banks to go under. They just announced that they've got three times the bad toxic assets that they thought that they had, but that's a publicly owned bank. So now it's really the public that owns those toxic assets. The private banks are the banks that are held by the runners of the Gulag casino state. And, of course, they hold the performing assets and the performing loans. So they're dividing the bad assets from the good assets, and they're keeping the ones that are still relatively high profile and performing, and they're putting all the really trashy junk, grade Z, never ever going to be paid back into the public domain and the public ownership, and the public will never pay back those loans, and the public will continuously get themselves further and further into debt. Look at the Cash for Clunkers program is a perfect example. They encourage people to take cars that they own 100%, trade them in, and put themselves into debt. Like now they got a new car, but they put it, they're on debt. They've increased their debt pile, you know, and the debt levels are continuing to increase.
Max Keiser,
yeah.
It sounds like you're describing hell. And on top of that, now the police, the government, the minions, 10% of Texans with arrest warrants, more fines, more fees. The other part of the equation is those of us that don't want to drink corn syrup, be zombies, eat GMO, we're going to be like Planet of the Apes being chased by the CPS and police with them with nets scooping us up to take us back to the FEMA camp so they get more chips at the, to buy big gulp beers and sit there buying hookers at the slot machines. I mean, just a hell force of like lobotomized zombies. It's already like that going, government God, give me your money. All so using these hordes of piratical scum to steal everything and then give it to the banks. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness.
Lord Kaiser.
Buy their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I think Max Keiser and myself suffer from the same thing. We're really sensitive guys, and this amount of craziness and corruption is getting to us. Max Keiser's come up with a new thing. Something new to commoditize for Goldman Sachs and others that can turn into a commodity. Tell folks about it. We can turn dog poop into a new commodity, correct?
Well, you know, they've got these websites out there that, like mailpoop.com that send dog poop to people. And my thought is that if Goldman Sachs is so smart at turning junk into commoditized mortgage obligations and all these other flora and fauna of the financial engineering sphere, turn this dog poop into $100 or $200 or $300 billion worth of dog poop collateralized mortgage obligations, which I'm sure that they'll try to do it. If you send them dog poop, I'm sure they will try to turn it into a dog poop.
Hey, they took your program and tried to make a commodity out of terror attacks. Remember that?
The policy analysis market was based on my technology. As I've said on your show before, John Poindexter created the policy analysis market, a prediction market, to try to predict terrorist attacks. He used my virtual specialist technology, and I wrote about it in the Financial Times saying, this is only going to encourage terror attacks. And here's something else interesting economically going forward. You know, they're going to start trading box office futures contracts on the Cantor Exchange. So if you want, like, Indiana Jones Part 6, you can buy and sell futures based on the movie coming out in a year or 2 years from today. So naturally, what you're going to see is two things. Number one, studios are going to manipulate the prices on competing studios' projects. So you see market manipulation in the box office futures contract to try to change people's perception of movies before they're released. And number two, within 24 months, they're going to need a bailout.
And they're going to be rigging when movies come out to rig that.
Well, I think that, you know, Hollywood has gotten a free ride during this whole breakdown of society in America. Where are these Hollywood producers and Hollywood stars? If you look at a movie, a TV show, for example, like Entourage on HBO, you've got these punks in Hollywood making $500,000 a day, giving each other $250,000 cars as presents, and they portray this life that people watching that, it must be like, you know, mental crack on your head that you want to just run to Hollywood immediately. Meanwhile, what is that industry doing to support this economy as a whole? Absolutely nothing. They are probably the most irresponsible industry in America today. You know, all this Enron accounting that we talk about and all of the high-powered corporate fraud and banking fraud we talk about, it had a name back in the 70s and 80s. They used to call it Hollywood accounting. Now, Hollywood accounting has become the Globe's accounting methodology, where they book profits today and they defer losses in perpetuity. That's what Hollywood accounting is about, and that's what all these banks are now doing. If they make a gain today speculating with our money, they book it today as a profit and pay themselves a bonus. If they lose money, they keep it on their books for 20, 30, 40 years, and they package it as a loan, and they trade it with each other in perpetuity, and nobody ever captures that loss. So they can't lose. And that is draining the economy of much-needed capital, which is causing unemployment.
And what else they do, as you know, but people won't know, like, let's say you're part of a film, you're supposed to get a percentage. They always factor that in a pool into losses, so they never pay the underlings. They never pay the little people that are involved in any ownership. It's just all a criminal mafia organization.
Well, part of the casino gulag model is you're willing to work for free. And in Los Angeles, of course, you get a shot at working at an agency or something. You're willing to work for nothing for a year or two. But now they're applying that to the car companies and pharmaceutical companies. And everyone is now being asked to work for nothing for a year or two or go on furlough for a year or two. And they don't want to pay anyone anything anymore.
But Warren Buffett gets $98 billion of our tax money and is called a genius because he gave most of his other money to eugenics.
Well, Buffett is, unfortunately, this scandal is not reflecting well on the Oracle from Omaha, I'm afraid, because if you look at his statements and the timing of his statements and the fact that he loaned money to Goldman Sachs and they pay him 10% on that money. The American citizen pays Goldman Sachs money and they get nothing. He's got a warrant to convert stock at 115. The stock's now trading, I didn't check today, but over 140 or something like that. He's already $2 billion in the black on his loan.
Kaiser, stay there. Got a break.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story.
The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Max Kaiser for 15, 20 minutes or so more. Really always great to have him on with us. You can go to maxkaiser.com and find out about all the different TV shows and the different work he does, the great articles he writes, the little videos he also posts with some of my favorites when he just shoots at his house. MaxKaiser.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our website, of course, is InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to calls, but earlier we were joking around some, but a point that Max made that is so central is that this is like rust. This is entropy. This is, the frog gets asked by the scorpion, take me across the river, and the frog says, you'll sting and kill me, and the scorpion says, no, I won't, I promise. And so the frog gives him a ride across. On the other side, the scorpion stings him. And as the frog's dying, he says, why'd you do that to me? He says, I'm a scorpion. There's always going to be evil, corrupt people and groups and piratical organizations. And they convince the public that evil doesn't exist if it's in a fancy suit. It only exists if it's some grungy homeless person or something. And so because we don't think old, bald-headed men in $5,000 suits can be evil, when that's actually some of the most evil people, they could just run wild a free hand. They've openly set up a police state. They're openly telling us we have no rights in this country. They're openly trying to consolidate and keep the gains they've gotten, ill-gotten, and expand them. And it really does, as Einstein said, the most dangerous and worst people in this world are not the evil people. It's the good people that know it and do nothing. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson said the only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And it's only going to get worse unless we stand up and recognize this is evil and stop rationalizing. So Max made a great point there, and I more and more realize that is the fact. You look in the mirror, that's who caused this. We caused this. We got to fix it. And the enemy, the parasites, are going to fight us. They think they deserve all this now. Usually evil is sneaking around and circuitous. Now it's out in the open like King Kong going, I rule you. And we got to say, okay, you want to fight, you're going to get one. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Florida. You're on the air with Max Kaiser and Alejandro Jones. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Alex, the first thing I wanted to say is I'm a longtime listener, real big fan, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I have probably what is the only financial portal in the world that I know of that carries Prison Planet headlines every day in our financial portal. And
okay, give us your plug. Just go ahead and plug it and then ask a question to Max Kaiser.
Okay, it's markettoolbox.com, and you can download the desktop portal there. But I also took your advice and started my own show, and I do a show every Sunday night. And in the 2 hours prior to going live with our market commentary, I stream sometimes. I did the Obama deception. I did some.
Brother, that's fine. And listen, I can have a little of this plugging etiquette, but it takes over the show. You better ask. Do you have a question for Max Kaiser?
Yes, I do. My question for Max is, who I'm also a big fan of, is that at the end of last year when they changed the rules when you buy gold futures, so now you have your choice of getting two kinds of paper instead of the gold, what do you think will happen when the people wake up and realize the gold's not really there?
That's a good question. Good question. Max Kaiser, thank you for the call,
Doug. Very good question, and I wanted to get into gold, and
On your show, Alex, I talked about this last year. You know, I was anticipating a run on the COMEX, and that people would expect their physical delivery of gold, and we would break the stranglehold. Because what happens is, the reason there is no gold there is because they've created more futures contracts than there is physical bullion. It's called naked short selling. They create futures contracts on gold that doesn't exist, and then they sell those contracts in the open market. And of course, when you sell something, the price goes down. But they're selling stuff that they themselves have created, a futures contract based on bullion that's not there. And they've traded millions and millions of ounces of bullion that doesn't exist. So the caller makes the good point, is that when finally there is a rush, and for the first time, Alex, the central banks around the world are now becoming net buyers of gold. And they've always traditionally been the biggest movers in the gold market. And this is going to give some support finally. And yeah, it's going to bust wide open. You'll see gold trade at an inflation-adjusted price, probably of $2,000 an ounce, and you got to be ready for that, because that's part of...
Max, go ahead. Okay, we just lost him, so let's go ahead and get him back on. That's the issue with using IP computer systems. Or it's France, that kind of stuff happens. So let's get him back on. While we're waiting to get Max Kaiser back on, let's get Dan on from Texas. Dan in Texas, you're on the air.
I just wanted to ask him about commercial real estate, if he thought it was going to cause a money grab collapse and death of paper assets. But I think that's kind of what he was talking about.
Yeah, commercial real estate collapse?
Yeah, I've subscribed to the half-past human things, and they're talking about death of the dollar and all kinds of stuff.
Regardless, we've seen a lot of the drop in housing. Supposedly it's going to continue for a while, but its descent is slowing. So that's some good news, but we're still falling. But the commercial real estate has just begun, and most of the experts, economists, and others have got good track records of predicting this stuff and forecasting it, say that is a big, big, big issue. But why don't you explain your question, because you're also making a statement, and then we'll ask Max, because Max is back on. Go ahead and ask your question of Max Kaiser.
I just wanted to know if he thought commercial real estate was going to collapse this fall, create a money grab problem with this martial law thing that you keep talking about with the swine flu.
Yeah, commercial real estate looks like it's vulnerable, and it's yet another leg of the basic real estate collapse. Way over leveraged, then that looks like it's baked into the cake.
All right, let's take another call. These are great questions. Should have gone to callers earlier. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to see your show, and I watched your movie Endgame last night. Great information. It does line up with Bible prophecy, but I wanted to ask you and your guest if you guys knew of a story here where veteran groups are blasting Obama for wanting to institute a plan where a soldier's private health insurance will pay for their war wounds or injuries incurred during military service.
No, that was 6 months ago. I had the head of the VFW on. It's true. They have proposed that your private insurance will have to pay. See, that's why Obama's in trouble. I actually have the bill, and I have his proposals. And it's not socialism. It is giving you an aspirin for a heart attack. It's kind of like unemployment insurance, and then you pay into it. The employer pays, and then when you need it, they kick you off for no reason. Max Kaiser.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on that, really.
Okay, caller, appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dr. Gushing, I believe, in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to answer my question. I have a question for Max Kaiser about the speculation where the trillions of dollars are going for. My speculation is they're relocating the empire. The empire, the same empire in Egypt, was relocated to Rome, was relocated to Britain, was relocated to the USA. That's why you have obelisks all over the world, in the Vaticans, in Washington, in Britain. And now I believe they're relocating the empire from the USA to their favorite child, Israel. What do you think?
I would say more China is the new model, because they exterminate their people, they sterilize their people, they carry out the eugenics. But let's get a comment from Max Kaiser on that. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah, I think they're untethering themselves from the physical world, and it's all basically on a database. So it's a movable feast, especially as various parts of the ecology collapse. You want to be mobile. So if there's a huge flooding in one state or one city, you want to be able to set up shop in a new city. You don't want all of your assets tied up physically, geographically in those assets. They're all internal in the global database that you have access to. And that's why this new group of folks are going to have exclusive access to, they already have these people. I mean, if you have the jets and you have the mobility and you have the access to the cash, geography is no longer a factor.
And the global database is also used with the no-fly and the no-buy to where we can't have jobs and live. They turn us off, and they're outside the nations they set up as tyrannies. They're outside, exempt from the laws that they made for us. Let's talk to Jeremy in California, then Dan in Germany. I'm going to twist Max's arm to stay with us till 29 after, if he can do it. Jeremy in California, go ahead.
Hey, man, I do have a comment for Max. Actually, a question, and I have a comment for you. I'm a .TV subscriber and have been for years. And I have to say that yesterday, your conversation with Steve Quayle and taking it back to the spring, I have to say that you really have been painting things with wide swaths so that you can say that you called something. And, you know, the broadcast you did back in the spring where you had your special Saturday broadcast, you literally changed directions in the course of less than a week. Yesterday, you were on Coast to Coast, and you changed your opinion last night in less than 12 hours with Nori. You said, well, I think it could be a big hoax. And then 12 hours before that, you're on with Steve Quayle, and you guys are saying that it looks like it's 80% that this is the real thing. And, I mean,
Stop. Put him on hold. Okay, we have a guest on. That's why I said it was on this issue, but I will address this. I do a radio show, a TV show. What I've said is on record. So it's not like I came in the start of the year in January and February and March and said, I believe they're going to try some flu thing, whether it's a hoax or not, as their cover. Then it happened in January. Then I got the level 6 document. People didn't believe it. Then it was proven mainstream news to be real. The Mayak report, the clergy response teams, all the stuff we break. And I said they're moving big on this, whether it's a hoax or whether it's not. And I have guests on that say they think it's the big one. And guests, I had Dr. Nyman on last hour saying he believes it's real, legitimate, take the vaccine. We're having lots of different views and ideas on. And I've always said it could either be a hoax to sell vaccine or it could really be deadly or they could be releasing it. I mean, if an open debate and discussion confuses you, then I would just, you know, get more vitamins, increase your mental acuity. But if you want to invent controversy in what I'm saying, be a lawyer. Knock yourself out. Make crap up to the jury. I don't care. I stand on my own.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We're definitely riding the storm. The only prediction I made was that we were going to have serious flu hysteria of one way or the other on March 5th on this show. Then I went on air during the flu situation and said it could be big, could be real, had different guests on. I'm not the one that created the hysteria in Mexico and here. There's been a psyop that's tried to claim that. Good. Send me more listeners. That just makes me bigger. People actually find out what I'm covering, not what people say. And yeah, I went on Coast to Coast last night and I said, could be real, could be not be a big deal. I know they're using it as a police state takeover. Then I had Dr. Nyman on last hour saying he thinks it's real. And I was arguing with him, hoping it's not real. What I know is real is the government's using this for control. You got 30 seconds, Jeremy, because I want to take some more calls from Max Kaiser. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Thanks, man. I do want to ask Kaiser a quick question, but let me just say to you that the reason that I pointed that out, Alex, is that because painting it with a wide swath allows you to say in retrospect that you called it. And that's why I think it diminishes.
All right, listen, that's enough. Put him on hold. Listen, I did call 9/11 specifically. I did call all these big events. I know what I'm talking about. I did 3 years ago say they were going to implode the stock market and do all this. I'm done talking to you. Ask your question of Kaiser, okay? You're just jealous of the show like so many other neurotic people. I'm trying to save this country. I'm for real. If you want to manufacture crap about me, knock yourself out. You got 10 seconds to ask Kaiser a question.
Thanks. Kaiser, Arianna Huffington is definitely an appendage of the White House machine. And what are you doing participating in a known disinfo website?
Okay, there you go. This is a guy who's got an ego trip for himself. Max is judged by his fruits. He does Russian TV, Iranian TV, British TV. I've had them offer me to write pieces, and I just didn't have time to do it. He is a columnist. They carry his stuff. That's a McCarthyite or Obamanite, like they're doing now, by guilt by association. Max Kaiser stands on who he is, twit. You're just mad that you're not successful, and you hate anybody that is, and you're what's bringing this country down. Max, go ahead.
Well, thank you for that ringing endorsement, Alex. A couple of points. You know, I put, as you say, I put my content out on any venue that I can. Now, in the United States, the Huffington Post is the only place that publishes my stuff at all because of my close friendship with Alec Baldwin, who really got me onto the Huffington Post, and I asked him specifically if he could do that as a favor for me to get me introduced to them. And they have To their credit, they have been playing my videos from Press TV, which is, of course, comes out of
which is attacking Obama. They're the only big organ that has any Soros connection that actually attacks him. But I mean, regardless, what you say and do is what you do. That's what's judged. My God, if we lease a satellite, we get attacked for being on the radio. Deal with the issue, moron. We don't have time for your thumb sucking anymore. Max stands for what he is. He's gone out against Obama. That's not enough for you, though, because you're Mr. Know-it-all, you son of a bitch. I'm just sick of cowards. I'm sick of people that Max, I apologize. I just Dan in Germany, final caller for Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Am I on,
yes,
the line? On there?
Yes, you are.
First of all, I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of Max, and don't let yourself get too irritated by those stupid callers.
No, listen, I don't mind people disagreeing. They go to the head of the line. It's that I'm sick of intellectual dishonesty. The information I cover is what matters. What Max covers, make your own decision. They make excuses not to get involved, not to take action. All they do is critique us in the trenches trying to stop this thing. I'm sick of them. I don't like them. It's not that they're criticizing me. I don't like them as a person because I see what they are. Chicken neck pieces of trash. Now go ahead and ask your question.
Absolutely. My question to Max, I want to talk about the most underreported story of 2009, and this is a story that was appeared in Financial Times and Bloomberg, and it deals with two Japanese nationals crossing the Swiss-Italian border with over $200 billion worth of treasury bonds in their fake suitcase drawer that they had. These two nationals were released right after it was discovered that they were carrying the bonds. They were intercepted.
Yes, real fast, because we got 45 seconds. Max, can't wait to have you back. Congratulations on the new international TV show. Max, quickly, you've covered that before, but go ahead and tell him in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's related to the Bank of International Settlements. And as part of their need under the Basel II agreement to keep certain reserves as a percentage of loans on their books, they need to show equity. And I think that those bonds, whether they're counterfeit or not, they're still going to use them as collateral to keep the loans going to this other central banks who then loan out to the commercial banks on Wall Street. So whether it doesn't matter if they're counterfeit or not counterfeit, they're still being used as collateral to make loans. So ultimately, it's all counterfeit. That's my point.
Max, can't wait to be on the TV show tomorrow. People can watch that on the Max Kaiser YouTube channel. And can't wait to see your new Russia Today show and all the other programs. You're doing a great job. Let me say bye to you here during the break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, including the chicken neck out there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply.
Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades.
Oh, we are back live. You know, I try to not blow up at people, but I know I'm for real. I know I'm good. I know I'm covering real issues. I know I bleed red, white, and blue and want to defeat the globalists. People keep saying I'm disinfo or an agent or Kaiser's bad or whatever. Believe me, they don't want us on air exposing their eugenics manual and how they're drugging the water. They don't want us on air exposing the chemtrails. They don't want us on air exposing the IMF and World Bank. They don't want us on air exposing the Federal Reserve. They don't like what we're doing one bit. They're scared of us. They've killed and set up a lot of us. They've harassed the hell out of me, and I don't care. And what I just don't like is that self-assured enjoyment. You know, that enjoyment about, oh, well, your thing was, I mean, if I wrote a letter to the editor and it was in the Austin American-Statesman, would that mean I was then for the Austin American Statesman and their owners? What's the company that owns them? I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm so sick of it. And the lies. You know, I'm not the one taxing you and controlling you and coming after your guns and your pension funds and devaluing your dollar. I'm not the one destroying this republic. And so many people spend their time and energy nitpicking and fighting over this and fighting over that. We have total tyranny coming down on us. And you know, people make up one lie after another or distort and twist about me, and literally it's all lies, 98%. They'll mix like 2% truth into some of the crap to give it some, you know, veneer of reality. But let's just say I am the ultimate evil. At least tell people not to take the flu shot. At least warn people about what's going on. I'm also shocked by the intellectual moronness, because I know some of the people aren't government agents. They're kind of just repeating what COINTELPRO and Operation Chaos has put out. Google Operation Chaos, the FBI did. I get shocked by how people intellectually can't even have debates or discussions or hear multiple ideas put out for discussion. I never thought of myself as that smart. And now I more and more realize there's a lot of people smarter than I am. There's also a lot of people who are just dumber than dirt or who want to be dumb. It's like they don't have regular proper thinking processes, and I don't understand it. The New World Order is coming down on us. Let's just say I'm the worst person in the world. Let's just forget that and decide that's the case. Can we now move on dealing with major issues? Okay? I mean, you know, I need to be attacked on what I say and what I do. So does Max Kaiser. And what we say and do is get outside the box. Think for yourself. Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I want to get to some calls here at the very end of the show. For the next 10, 15 minutes or so, I wanted to bring him back up because just like I've had the Appleseed Group up and others who aren't sponsors, Dr. Ignatius Piazza has become a sponsor, but I was promoting FrontSight because I heard everybody I know who's an expert in firearms, long rifle, shotgun, handgun, police, military, they say FrontSight's the best. I've been hearing this for 7, 8, 9 years, at least since 2000. I remember Chris Athanas and others telling me how great it is. Former Treasury agent exposing the IRS shows up. Joe Bannister, he's wearing a FrontSight shirt before they're even sponsors. I mean, you know, I'm going, hey, they're about to be sponsors. FrontSight's the way to go. And their classes fill up quick. They've got a deal they're offering of a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's massively off the 5 and 4 day courses. They fill up quickly in September. They only got a few in August. Get signed up. And I've had people all over Austin tell me they're going to sign up in the fall. So you better, just that's just where I live, people on the street. Or I go out to dinner with friends. Went out with my friend Jimmy and his wife Robin, and they were saying they were thinking about going in September. So believe me, it's going to fill up quick. It is filling up quick in September, October, November. It's not enough to go buy a bunch of guns and ammo. Last time I was getting so sped up, I said I shot a deer at 6,000 yards. I shot a deer at 600 yards. The point is, it's not enough to just buy rifles and handguns and things. You need to know how to use them. And you need to take your wife and children. This is a family event. So I wanted to get him on to talk about that, but also real quick to get a snapshot on his view of Obama introducing all these draconian anti-gun bills. I mean, it's happening. Just like he says his plan isn't government health care, but you read it, it's pure takeover. He says, oh, we don't want your guns. We just are getting people on the Supreme Court that say ban all guns in a book she wrote. We got an attorney general that argued in federal court last year to ban all guns. This is serious. Ignatius Piazza, Doc, it's good to have you on with us.
Oh, thanks very much. It's nice to be on again.
You bet. I am in ranting mode with what all the things that are happening in the world right now. Let's just, before we get into what's happening with the Second Amendment, tell folks about FrontSight, the courses, and why they need to get involved. Or even if people can't travel to outside Pahrump, Nevada, out there in the high desert, beautiful, they can do stuff online at frontsight.com.
Yeah, that's correct. We provide gun training reports. If they go to frontsight.com, that's FrontSight.com, they'll see the opportunity to sign up for 15 gun training reports. It's actually more like 30 gun training reports. We just haven't changed the ad on it, and they're absolutely free, and it's the same information that we share with people that, you know, literally spend thousands of dollars and travel, you know, across the country to attend our courses. And there's also training manuals that are available that are the same techniques that we offer in our courses. So if people can't make it to Pahrump, they certainly can begin getting some training and get the manuals right off of our website. But the real big offer that we've been running for some time now, and it's getting close to the end. We originally set it up for 3,000 free handguns, and I believe we're approaching that number. So if they want to take advantage of this, they need to jump on it pretty quick. But it's our 4-day defensive handgun course, plus an additional day for the 30-state concealed weapon permit. And when they take advantage of that, which we offer at literally pennies on the dollar off of our normal course prices, they can also get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of their choice, 9mm 40 or 45. And it's been extremely popular, so if they're interested in that, they definitely need to jump on it.
Well, why do people need to get the training? I mean, that's an asinine question. It's so simple. But can you explain it to them? Because if people don't have at least the basics, they're going to get in a lot of trouble if they just try to put the bullets in a gun when they need it at 3 a.m.
Well, that's absolutely true. We tell people that when the flag flies, when you really need to use a gun to defend your life, you're only going to be about half as good as you are on your best day on the training range, simply from the stress of that lethal encounter. And if you haven't been on the training range, imagine what your skills are going to be like. They're going to be absolutely pathetic. And the only reason you'll survive an encounter like that is because the person you're going up with is more incompetent than you are, and who wants to bet their life on that? You know, I certainly didn't, and that's pretty much how I got my start. I was, you know, your basic, you know, gun owner. I owned a lot of guns, shot the guns at the range, but had never had any formal training. And then a relatively minor incident, it was a random drive-by shooting in my, you know, quiet upscale neighborhood, brought me to the realization that, hey, even though I own guns, even though I had them in the gun safes, I really didn't know how to use them if I needed to. So I started training all over the country and, you know, trained with some of the best instructors at the time and received the highest level certifications at all these different schools and instructors provided. And then I decided to open up a facility that would really cater to not only a private citizen, but also law enforcement, so they could train together and provide a level of training that far exceeds what the average law enforcement or military officer could receive from their own agencies or departments. And that's how Frontsight was born way back in 1996 with 10 students in a two-day defensive handgun class. And since that time, we literally have grown, doubled and tripled every year to the point where we now train more people on a single weekend than most of the major schools train all year. So it's really a great opportunity for people to come out and get a level of training that they can't get anywhere else at any price. And this latest offer with the free handgun just sweetens it that much more.
Well, people need to stop procrastinating, and I know I do it. I mean, I used to be really good with a rifle, a shotgun, a handgun. Now I'm, you know, better than average, but you really lose it even when you have the training. And people that are scared of guns, it's not magic. It's not that hard. It's very simple. And you guys have the best instructors out there in the country. We're not just saying that. Frontsight.com. Doctor, I also get a lot of calls, but maybe 30-40% of our audience either doesn't have a computer or doesn't like to do things over the computer. Is there a number they can call so that they can find out about some of the different courses and how they can take them?
Yeah, we have a toll-free number. It's 800-987-7719. Now, the last time I gave this number out, it lit our six-line phone tree up for about an hour. So if you call that number and you get a busy signal, it's because all of our staff are answering the calls of the other listeners. But just give us a call back a little later. Again, it's 1-800-987-7719.
And folks, don't procrastinate. Call, sign up for it. Go take the course, get the free handgun. It's the best and the least expensive out there, nationally known. It's frontsight.com, frontsight.com, or 800-987-7719, 800-987-7719, frontsight.com. Okay, in closing, Doc, what is it like to see this assault on the Second Amendment and bills where the attorney general can just say without judge or jury, you can't ever own a gun if you're on a no-fly list, 1,200,000 and growing, you can't own a gun. Bills where he can just ban any guns he wants with this new executive imperial power. Bills to ban importation. Bills to ban a bunch of rifles. I mean, I've never seen such an assault with the media parroting, there is no gun bill. There is no anti-gun bill. There is no gun control. You know, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory like some evil parrot. That seems to really be freaking people out even more. And then they say, oh, crazy people are buying guns at record levels. But the bills are there.
Yeah, well, my feeling about this has always been that, you know, they're not going to fool the American people. And that the latest huge buying surge in guns and ammunition, I think, sent a pretty clear message to the government that, you know, they're not fooling anybody. And this is all, you know, all the more reason why just having guns and ammunition and you know, survival gear is not enough. You really need to have training so that you know how to use it. And, you know, there's the purpose of Frontsight is to positively change the image of gun ownership by taking, you know, normal, regular, law-abiding citizens and bringing them up to a level of skill at arms that surpasses law enforcement and military standards. So the true backbone, the true strength of this country isn't in a standing army. It isn't in the National Guard. It isn't in the armed services. It's in the everyday average citizen who stands ready, willing, and able to defend himself, his family, his community, and his country if needed, you know, from any enemies, foreign or domestic. So that's what we're all about. And we teach responsible use of firearms, again, to levels that exceed that of the military and law enforcement. But the difference is we do it in a very compassionate, caring environment. There's no boot camp mentality. There's no drill instructor attitudes. You literally can bring your, you know, your wife and your kids to Frontsight, and they're all going to experience a positive, life-changing experience there at Frontsight where they leave empowered and have the ability to defend themselves with the weapon of their choice.
Well, that's the bottom line, and I know you've said that if people don't get the training from you, they better get some basic training somewhere in this dangerous world. People defending themselves is the number one skill children should be taught, young people, before they're taught anything. But, of course, that's not taught. It's like it's bad to be able to defend yourself. And, of course, as Thomas Jefferson said, the firearm is the best way. It's certainly good to be physically fit as well in hand-to-hand combat and things like that. But the firearm is the best and most efficient way to defend yourself. So I hope people will visit frontsight.com and get signed up for the courses or get signed on to the free email list or check out all the free courses and things you have online at frontsight.com or 800-987-7719. Well, Dr. Piazza, thank you so much for joining us. We'll check in with you again in the near future with reports on what's going on from there in Nevada.
Very good. I thank you very much. You guys, take care.
Take care, doctor. Frontsight.com, 800-987-7719. Okay, who's up next here? Thomas in Idaho. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Good to talk to you.
Hello. I've been listening to this, and I've been a fan of yours for a long time. But anyway, I was wondering if you had read or seen this that was printed in August 19, 1946. Rules for Revolution.
Yeah, Saul Olinsky out of Chicago, and he dedicated the book to Lucifer.
But I just have the little reprint of a paper that was confiscated in Dusseldorf in 1919.
Oh no, it was way before 1919. Rules for Radicals. I think Saul Olinsky. In fact, Google that for me, guys. Rules for Radicals. I think he wrote that in like the 50s or something. I forget the exact. I've scanned through the book. I've got a copywriter somewhere. And then hundreds of years ago, back in the 1770s, the Illuminati, the guy got struck by lightning. It wasn't in the last century. So I'm not really following you.
Well, what I was looking at as I've been listening to you, I've been rereading it, and there's seven of these arguments to go through to get control of all means of publicity, thereby get the people's minds off of government and focus their attention on athletics, sex books, plays, and other trivias. Divide the people into hostile groups. Destroy the people's faith in their natural leadership ability and religious affiliations. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as ruthlessly as possible.
That's the communist. See, I think did you say Rules for Radicals, or what did you say the name of this
rules,
is?
Rules. It's titled Rules for Revolution.
Oh, yeah, that's a communist document read in the Congressional Record, I think, in the late 40s. And so that's separate. Yes, I've read that on air.
Oh, okay. Well, as I've been listening and reading that, we're right there. Everything that is stated in this is happening right now in our country.
No, I mean, yes, the bankers finance communism. And it's a way to overthrow and kill the middle class. And they really want to do it. I mean, this guy as the front man, if he was able to do it, they want to bankrupt everybody and get everybody under their control. Because that's what Goldman Sachs and the big banks want. They want to make everybody their slaves.
Yes. And then, of course, this last one that's on here that I read is cause registration of all firearms on some pretext, with a view of confiscating them and leaving the population.
Yeah, no, that's a Soviet document. That's been proven. Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm sorry I got confused. By the way, we're going to come back in the final segment, take a few more phone calls. And don't forget, we have not just the free Obama flyers as him as the socialist joker or the fascist joker. We also have the T-shirts available. Get them first. Be the first people to have them. We got them in a bunch of different choices and varieties.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
One of the producers is telling me he's getting emails saying, you had Dr. Nyman on. Does that mean we should all take the shots? I'm not taking the shot. I don't trust anything these eugenicists give. There could be some deadly plague killing everybody. I'm not taking it. They've been caught sterilizing people with these. I had a medical doctor who runs the big, huge flu tracking website on to give you his perspective. We have multiple views here. You make your decision. It's not like we're Catholic and I'm the Pope or something and what I say you do and I say eat fish on Friday and you go do it. Or you know, we're all Jewish and I'm your rabbi and I'm saying don't eat pork. It's a free country. You can do what you want. We're going to have other medical doctors on. I just saw Nyman's thing years ago, saw his flu tracker, and it was about this much thought. Get that guy on. Let's get his perspective. That's how it works. I go, this looks interesting. Get him on. It's not like it's some giant, you know, master calculation of what to do. We don't know what's going to happen with this flu. I don't trust this criminal government as far as I can throw them. Comprende? So I think it's all a bunch of hype. 1,700 dead, he said. A couple hundred in the U.S. He said it's 300 now. I mean, compared to regular flu, that's nothing. He seems to think it's incredibly bad and going to mutate. Sounds like baloney to me, but he's a virologist and medical doctor. There are other medical doctors saying it's manufactured. He says it isn't. So we're going to give you all views here, and then I'm going to tell you what I think. We are speculating. When we speculate, we lay it out. We're not speculating about mass graves and FEMA and the military and how it all looks like it's built up and staged to this point. So where I stand is very, very clear on that. God, it's like I'm the prophet or something, and everything I say is just, you know, absolutely gospel. When I believe something 100%, I'll tell you. On this flu thing, we know it's a hoax. The question is, how bad is it going to be? Is it real? Everything in my gut tells me it's staged. All the evidence shows that. I just don't know what they're planning to stage. I can just see when it's staged. You can see them all dressed up, and they're actors, and they're following scripts, and it's all set up. All right, let's talk to Stuart Mass. Stuart, go ahead.
Hey, I've been listening to you for a long time, and when you're wrong, you admit it. And sometimes you call things dead on, which is a lot, and sometimes you sort of brush things with a wide stroke because there's a lot of different possibilities. Like, they could go, they could try to push something, find out it's not working, back off, like you say, you know what I mean? And just
exactly. So many times we know they're going to do something. We all, you the listeners, expose them. They change plans. But I can't expect it to be, who's the guy in the X-Files who's psychic and knows that? I mean, I don't know what color cars are driving down the road a mile from here. I'm not psychic. I don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow. I'm not a weatherman. I mean, I can't expect to be totally psychic and know everything. I'm just here doing a radio show, having guests on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like just part of the mass psychosis or whatever you want to. We're all criticizing each other down here. Meanwhile, they're killing us. But I believe, like you said, I believe that whether or not it's real or not now, I think they're so psycho, even if they do try to come out with something that's, you know, more mild of a flu, eventually, if they really get desperate, they will release something bad. So I believe these people are trying to, like, soft kill, they're pushing, like, they're gonna, like, if you take all the issues you talk about, we're in so much trouble, and they're gonna
exactly. They got a lot of. I gotta let you go. The show's over. Thank you. Great points. They're gauging a lot of different battle plans, a lot of different operations going. They can jump A, B, and C, D. They got different plans. They're running them all. They can do combos of all of them, or just with one, or just with two, or with three, and not the other. And we're here tracking it all, trying to figure out what they're doing. Retransmission jam-packed show starts now at Infowars.com. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow. Big guest tomorrow. Big guest tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.